It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to John Nixon.
It's time for high school football tonight on Sunny 101.3. We wrap up the regular season for a couple of eight-man teams tonight. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds are hosting the Freeman Falcons. Both teams looking for an important win tonight to keep their playoff hopes alive. The postseason starts a week from tonight, next Thursday afternoon or evening, as the case may be. Johnson County Central coming in, needing a third win on the year to have a hope, and Freeman looking for win number four on the season. I had a chance to visit with both of the coaches about tonight's matchup and get their feelings on this rivalry game. You can hear that coming up in just a few minutes. Again, it's Johnson County Central hosting the Freeman Falcons coming up from Tecumseh. We'll be back and visit with the coaches after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hey softball fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Lady Tiger softball slugger, Madison Jones. Congratulations on breaking the season home run record with 14 dingers this season. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations and best of luck.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the pregame show. We're going to visit with the coach, and now we're going to start with Coach Travis Andreessen, the coach for the Falcons. Coach, big ball game tonight. Freeman at Johnson County Central, pretty good rivalry game for the two schools being so close together, and two teams needing a win tonight here to finish the regular season.
Yeah, we've always had some great battles with JCC, and they have a good group. They're always pretty hardworking, and we've played them here the last game of the year or towards the end of the season every year, and it is a tight battle. I don't think either team is usually won by too many points. So we're looking forward to it. Like I said, we need a win to keep our season going. If not, we're done. So definitely motivated for this one.
Yeah, no doubt. When you get to this point, that's what you want, is a chance when you get to the last game of the season to move on. Tell me about let's start on the offense, Coach. Tell me about your offense. What are we going to see tonight when you guys have the ball?
It's a great question. We've kind of had to move some guys in and out with some injuries. We think we're getting a little bit of healthy. JCC's got a really good run-stopping defense and big guys up front. So we are going to have to go around them and over the top of them because I don't know if we can go through them. Maybe we can hit them with some misdirection here or there, but we really just need to clean up what we're doing and execute, not put the ball on the ground and catch the ball when it hits us in the hands.
And as far, we'll turn on the other side of the ball now. How about the defense tonight for the Falcons?
Yeah, same game in eight-man. You know, a lot of guys play both ways, so we have they're really good offensive defensive line is also their good offensive line, and they move some guys, and they got big backs, so we're going to have to stop the run game and try to make them throw the ball. They've had some success with big plays, but we also need to make sure that they don't get those big plays and rather have to make them drive the field, you know, 3-4 yards at a time, and hopefully we can come up with a turnover or a big play ourselves.
Mm-hmm. At this point of the season, I've heard a bit about your young man at quarterback. Tell me what he offers up tonight.
Yeah, the great thing about Carter Roos at quarterback is he just played a ton of football there. He's a 3-year starter now, and he's only a junior, so he definitely knows where our offense is. He knows where everybody else is supposed to be, so he's a great leader out there. He's starting to get more confidence in himself. You know, we're giving him more and more ability to audible, to take what he sees. So he sees a weak spot or a soft spot and something we can attack, he can change the play. But he just got to keep all 8 guys, the other 7 guys, he's just got them all, keep them on all the same page. He's a good runner, good thrower, but it can't be just him. Our offensive line has to play well. Our backs have to run hard for us to have a chance.
Right. One guy can't get it done usually. Coach, if you would, just a couple of keys of the game if things are going well tonight for Freeman.
Yeah, I think defensively, you know, how many yards do they get after contact? How are we tackling? We haven't been great in the last couple of weeks tackling. We kind of get there, but we don't get it done, and maybe we come up with a turnover, a big play. Hopefully they don't hit the big plays and the turnovers are going our way. Offensively, I think our key to our game is, can we run the ball? I mean, everybody can throw the ball when you can do play action and the defense tightens up. I think we have a chance to throw the ball, but we won't be very good if we can't run it. So we have to find some ways to get the ball 4 or 5 yards, a chance to move the sticks against their good run defense for us to succeed.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll call it good. Good luck to the Falcons tonight, and thanks for taking time to visit with us.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for coming out to our game.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show coming up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Fall City in Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service, providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
It's time to continue our visit with the coaches now. We visit with Coach Ryan Haughton of the Johns County Central Thunderbirds. The Thunderbirds tonight at home. Coach, let's start with that. That's the good news. You finish out the regular season at home, and that's always a good place to be.
It is. We're happy to be home. It's parents' night here tonight, and we're really excited about the opportunity that's in front of us. We need to win this football game here tonight to continue our season. That's one thing we know for sure. With a win, we feel very confident that we will get into the playoffs, and that's somewhere we haven't been since 2013, and we're really excited about the opportunity to kind of break that string that we have going here of not qualifying.
Freeman's coming in here 3-4. You said they're kind of in the same boat. Both teams need a win to get in the playoffs. And so this one's got more than just your regular season finale on the board tonight.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, both teams do have a lot riding on it. I think Freeman will have to have some good fortune if they don't win here tonight. And we take this thing home. They'll have to have some good fortune to get in. So sometimes on games like this, it kind of comes down to who's a little more interested, who's a little more motivated to keep their season going. And I'm here to tell you that our guys want to get to that that playoff round.
I'm thinking the game I saw earlier with HTRS. You've got some weapons on the offensive side of the football. I know maybe a little dinged up at times, but you've still got some weapons there that we'll be looking for tonight.
Yeah, we do. We want to try to spread the ball around a little bit. Trey Holthus has really had a wonderful year for us. He's with a good game tonight, and if we can get him in the playoffs and get another game, he should be right there on the door of knocking on a 1,000-yard rushing. He's about at 800 right now. He's also passed for about 800, so he's compiled a really good season here in front of us. We've got some good contributions from Logan Barris, a senior. He's the second leading rusher on the team. John Duncan has caught 5 touchdown pass for us. Cam Schuster, we kind of moved him out of the wide receiver spot and put him at fullback, but wherever we put him, he makes plays and he does good things for us. We've had some contributions also from a freshman in Keegan Jones, that is second leading receiver on the team, and he's caught himself 4 touchdowns this year also.
And the Freeman Falcons coming in here tonight, what can you tell us what we're going to be seeing out of them?
Well, Freeman will give you a lot of different sets. They spread the ball around and do a good job of trying to utilizing all their players. But the main straw that stirs the drink is the Roos kid, number 18. He's a very good player, got good size, good speed. He comes from good stock and heady player, smart player. We have to really focus on getting him slowed down. When we can do that, it kind of handcuffs him a little bit. We want to see if somebody else can beat us other than number 18 tonight.
Right. That's always important. And you said it's nice to get down to this point of the season. It's a step forward. You want to get in the playoffs. It's also a step to get here. You've got this final game that means a lot. You're not just playing out the string tonight.
Yeah, that's for sure. There's a lot riding on this. You know, if you're playing a team that was maybe like we had last week, Nebraska City Lords, boy, you know, that would be tough. But we feel this is a very winnable game. Both of us have very similar records. We've played a lot of the same teams. Score differential has been about the same throughout the wins and losses. And we're very motivated to come out here and play well, play hard, and extend this season. You know, we've got 7 seniors on the team that aren't quite ready to pack it in yet.
And you coaches are all alike. You'd just soon be playing Friday night and have one more day of preparation, right?
Yeah, I love the Thursday. I made it clear to our ADs in the past that we want to play that Thursday game. I like that the short week is fine because we want to be in the playoffs every year, and that when you by doing that, it gives you that extra day of rest. Mm-hmm. A little extra day of preparation going to the playoffs, which I think is very necessary.
You bet. All right, Coach, with that, we'll call it good. Good luck to the JCC Thunderbirds tonight, and hopefully we can do this again next week as we get ready for the playoffs.
Sounds great, John. I appreciate it.
That's our visit with Coach Ryan Haught. We'll be back with more of our pregame show coming up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor coverings, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Fall is a busy time of year for our local farmers. Please use caution when meeting and passing farm machinery on the road. Give yourself extra time to get to your destination, and never assume a farmer knows you're near their vehicle. If you're transporting farm machinery, make sure it is equipped with an approved slow-moving emblem. Emblems should be placed on all tractors and any implements that will be towed. Nemaha County Hospital wishes all our farmers a safe harvest season.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow. Where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Sapp Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sapp Brothers of Falls City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sapp Brothers of Falls City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Good evening, everybody, from Tecumseh, Nebraska, home of the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. It's time for some Thursday night eight-man high school football action here on Sunny 101.3 tonight. The T-Birds coming here, 2 wins, 5 losses on the year, looking for a third win to keep their hopes of a playoff berth next Thursday alive. Freeman Falcons come in here, 3-4, looking to even their season record at 4-4 and strengthen their hopes for a playoff berth as well in this game tonight. Tom Bartek joins me here tonight at Tecumseh. Tom, it is, it's football weather. Finally, with this is perfect.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me turn you up so folks can hear you.
It's gorgeous out here tonight. You're exactly right, John. By the end of the night, it might even be called a little cool. But, yeah, it looks like both teams are ready to go here, and I'm excited to get going, too.
Well, it's parents and I here at JCC. We've had all the parents for the football player. I think it was the girls' golf team that was introduced here as well. So they've got those pregame festivities out of the way here, and we'll be ready to go here in just a few minutes. The two teams are out taking their final warm-ups. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups tonight. First of all, we'll start with the visitors, the Freeman Falcons, for Coach Travis Andreessen tonight. The guys that will be starting include Carter Roos, 190-pound junior at quarterback. You heard about him in the pregame show. Brandon Jurgens, a running back, 150 and a junior. Starting at tight end spots tonight, Colby Mailer, 175-pound sophomore. We're also going to see Jarrett Schroeder, 180-pound senior. We will see Curtis Niles, a 160-pound junior, in the lineup tonight. And Noah Jurgens will play some wide receiver tonight, 165-pound senior. Freeman's getting some kids back from injury tonight, and they are happy about that. Up on the front lines tonight, Nate Eisenbart, 185-pound junior. We have Tandon Burr, 180 and a senior. Also, Curtis Krause, a 220-pound senior. And we'll see Hayden Otto in there, a 175-pound senior on the offense tonight for the Freeman Falcons. Tom, you got the defense. Are you need some light by any chance?
You know, it is starting to dark.
It is, isn't it? Okay.
For the Falcons, John?
Either one you want to do.
I'm gonna go with the JCC Thunderbirds here on defense. Starting out, the big boys up front there will be number 63, Phil Kaufman, a 230-pound senior. And Roberto Borbella will be at tackle also, 275-pound senior. Defensive ends, Rodrigo Rivera, a 255-pound senior. Linebackers, Trey Holtz will be quarterbacking and linebacking. And Cam Schuster will be at the other linebacker position there, 190-pound junior. Defensive back be John Duncan, 175-pound senior, and the other defensive back, 145-pound senior, Logan Barris-Carnegie.
They bring the colors to midfield here to start our ball game tonight for the National Anthem. While they are taking care of that, we'll take a two-minute timeout and be back here on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
The answer is yes, SBA. At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
Again, welcome back here to Tecumseh, home of the Johns County Central Thunderbirds. We'll finish up our starting lineups here before we get to the kickoff tonight. For JCC coach Ryan Haughton, that on offense, he will go with this backfield. Trey Holt, who's at quarterback, 195 and a senior. Fullback Cam Schuster, 190-pound junior. At the tailback, Logan Barris Carney, 145 and a senior. On the inside, John Duncan, 175 and a senior. And Keegan Jones, 180-pound freshman. And on the offensive line tonight, we have Rod Rivera, 255-pound a senior. Roberto Barboa, 275 and a senior. A big line, Phil Coffin. He's the baby up front, just 230 pounds a senior, Tom. That's a big eight-man offensive line.
It certainly is.
They are introducing the players here on Falcons now at this point as we get set for this game to kick off here tonight. We'll remind our listeners that over on sister station KTNC 1230 AM and 107.1 FM right now, the Falls City Cigar Irish are getting about ready to kick off. They are out at Dillard Hotel tonight. Randy Cotillo and Troy Nelson are out there. They'll have that action for you on KTNC. All of our games available on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. Hit the listen live button and pick the station that you want to listen to for the game you want. And tonight we welcome along, or happy to be along with the folks on the Johns County Central Strive system. Their video going out all over the world, so we can, you can keep up and tell if we're lying to you tonight. this is quite the program they have here, their Strive, Tom. I don't know if you've seen it a lot, but they are everywhere doing everything. And I looked over here in their little studio next door a while ago, and I'm going, oh, my.
Okay.
I'd be afraid even to walk in there and try to touch anything.
It's been a great deal for high school, any sport there, to be able to tune in and watch that. When, if you're not able to get to the game, it's just wonderful. Love it.
It really is. Here tonight, it is, just as we said, just near perfect weather. The flag is hanging straight down right at the moment. We had a little breeze once in a while. It's 61 degrees, something like that, so it doesn't get much better than this. And two teams that both feel they need a win to strengthen their playoff berth, so we will see what happens with this one tonight. Here comes the band kids running off the field. The fun part about this weather, I see youngsters down here. I mean, the 8-10-year-old short sleeves,
no sleeves.
Then as we get a little bit older, I have a flight jacket, sweatshirt, get a little older, winter coat, stocking hat. We've got pretty much the whole gamut of clothing here for this one tonight. So that means fall is here. The leaves are starting to turn, and it's just a perfect night for football. That band is wailing away down there, doing a good job.
We're getting darn close to kicking this thing off, John.
Freeman won the toss, and they have elected to defer to the second half tonight. You're going to listen to the Thunderbirds and Falcons tonight here on Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Fall City, Tecumseh. 12 minutes up on the clock. It's eight-man football tonight. If you're just joining us, we'll kick this ball off from the 30-yard line. The Falcons will go right to left toward the north goal line here in the first quarter tonight. The kicker,
Curtis Cross, it looks like, number 50 there, kicking 52 kicking off for Freeman.
Thank you. That's one I didn't have. And the ball's going to come down to Barris Carnegie back there at the 5, 10, 15 on the right side, breaks to the outside 20, and he's out around the 22-yard line. We're going to spot him down, and JCC will take the football right there to start the ball game.
Doing double duty there. Not only kicked off, but made the tackle there, too, with Curtis Cross there.
Well, this one will be interesting to see what we get. Offense, defense, pretty good rivalry between the two schools. Well, they've been playing at the end of the season here the last few years. So the ball will be spotted right hash mark, 22-yard line. Trey Holthus going to come out and spread them out wide to start this first possession, first play. Two receivers left, set back on the right side of the quarterback. Coming around and a double reverse, maybe a pass. It is a pass, and they throw to Holmes on the right sideline, and he will catch it. He'll be out near midfield. Throwing that football is Brandon Speckman, a junior. Good game.
Yeah, Gabe goes number 14. Made the tackle there for Freeman.
A spot of the 37, a 15-yard gain on the first play of the game. That explains a little bit to me. I was watching here in the pregame, and I'm going, why is number 12 down here warming up, throwing the football so much on the sideline for Johnson County Central? Well, right away we find out on the first play of the game, because he's going to throw a pass on the first play of the game. All right, and we've got a flag before the second play gets underway. This one's going to go 5 yards back to the north. Oh, no, offside. Stop that play. Offside to make it first and 5 for the T-Birds. First and 5. The ball will be at cross midfield. Now we're going to call it the 37 of Freeman. Just underway.
A little surprised they didn't let that play run through there.
Well, I thought when they stopped that play, it was going to be a procedure call. Line him up in an I formation this time. Holthus under center. Trey turns. He gives his fullback Schuster, and Schuster powers over the right side. He'll have short yardage. Good job there by the defense up front by the Falcons.
Krausen on another tackle there for Freeman. He's got 3 already.
Well, Clock says he got a yard on the play. I'm not going to argue with him this early in the ball game, so we'll call it 2nd down and 4 for the Falcons. Over the football, they come. Right side hash mark again. Offset high. Barris Carnegie behind the quarterback, about 7 yards. Schuster on the right. Turn, and it is going to be Barris Carnegie, who has slipped loose for a first down. He's inside the 30 and down to the 26.5, called the 27 of JCC, a 9-yard gain.
Well, I think Rune saved a touchdown there. He almost made that spin move there, but he got him by the heel and just knocked him down.
He is quick.
He is quick.
Now it's Holt who's over to get the play call again, spot the ball, call at the 27-yard line. JCC on the move here, a couple of first downs early on, same offset high formation. Long snap count, quarterback back, wants to roll to the right. He does. He's got a receiver that is covered well. Holthus will keep inside the 20 and down around the 17, 18-yard line. He nearly got another first down and pick up about 9 more.
Yeah, he wanted to throw it, looked like, and then just kind of tucked it and ran there. Schroeder made the stop there for Freeman, but not until a 9-yard gain.
I was kind of wondering if he'd thrown that ball. It looked like one of the defensive backs maybe had the receiver kind of wrapped up here on your side. I don't think he could have caught a football from what I was watching. 2nd down and 1 here. Boy, your playbook's wide open now for Coach Ryan Houghton. Now in an eye, straight eye this time. Paul, who's going to keep it, tries the left, nothing there. He'll bounce back. He'll step forward to the right side. He'll be inside 15 to the 13 for the first down and a gain of 4.
Yeah, tackled down by Krause and Schroeder on that, but Not until the first down. They're putting on a pretty good drive here right off the bat.
Just what the doctor orders at the start of ball game. You just get in here now. We play 1, 2, 3, 4 to the 6th play, 7th play of the drive coming up. You've already got 3 first downs and driving inside the 15 so far. First down and 10. Spot the ball on the 13. Maris Carney, the lone setback, Schuster out in a wing on the left, toss the ball that way, and there's blockers ahead, a little wall, and there goes Maris Carney around the corner, inside the 10 to around the 9-yard line, a pickup of about 4 more.
Trying to pick up the number over there, John. I think that's 11 for Freeman there. Brandon Juergens knocked him out of bounds.
Do you like to borrow my other set of eyes?
I think he was just sideways. I just couldn't get that 11.
Yes, I understand completely. 3 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. It's now 2nd down and 6 from the 8-yard line. So a gain of 4 on the play. Thunderbirds over the football. Quarterback in the shotgun this time. Paul Hughes keeps it, runs straight forward inside the 5, still going, and he'll lead it across the goal line. Touchdown, JCC on their first possession of the game. An 8-yard touchdown run for the quarterback senior, Trey Holt Hughes. Straight ahead, getting the job done that time. Nice job by the Thunderbirds. 6-0, they have the lead. Well, pass for 15 yards on the first play of the game. And runs of 9, 9, 4, 4, and 8. Put them in for 6.
Wow.
2-point try coming up here for the Thunderbirds. It's the first time they've been off that right hash, I think. Spot the ball in the middle of the field or see if they know how to act. Got 2 backs on the right side. Holt Hughes in that gun again. Takes the snap. Same place. Straight ahead he goes. And he is a load at 195. It's 8-0. The T-Birds lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Tecumseh. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake, Tasher, Weston in Falls City. JCC took the ball right down the field, John, and scored first drive. Scored with 8:36 left in the first quarter. 8-yard run by Trey Holthus was a score. It's a 7-play, 58-yard drive. 2-point conversion by Holthus was good, and right now JCC's up 8-0.
Terry True to kick it off for JCC at the 30-yard line. Left footer, high end-over-end kick, and it comes down and around the 4-yard line. Back up the field of the football comes the Falcons, and they will be stopped out across the 20 to the 22-yard line. Pretty good return there. Coming back with the football. I'll find out who it is here in a second, Tom. Bringing the ball back was Dean Goff. Okay.
Logan Barris was on his back there to tackle him there. Kind of climbed on, and a host of them pulled him down.
Spot the ball at the 23-yard line. 8:28 to go here in the first quarter. 8-0 JCC. Carter Roos, junior quarterback, drops straight back to pass. Oh, look at that line going over the middle. Oh, and he pancaked onto it. The pass was just the tiniest bit behind him. But, oh, man, that was sick.
Just took his eye off of it at the last minute, didn't he? Had it in his hands, and that was number 11 for Freeman there to
Brandon Friggins
on it.
That's just the loneliest feeling in the whole wide world where there wasn't a
what did you
yards of it.
Oh, wow.
put that in the bank. We'll run that one again later, maybe. All right, quarterback Carter Roos under center this time with an eye set. Option left, Roos, late pitch, almost forward, and pushed out of bounds on the near side into the JCC bench that time. Carrying the football that time was Noah Juergens, 165-pound senior.
Holding's knocked him out. It looks like they're going to go ahead and call it first down. That was awful close, but 10-yard pickup.
Yep, but give him 10. All right. Gain of 10, and Freeman have the football now at their own 33. Knows the ball right on the 33. They're on the near side left hash mark. This time we'll do a pistol set. Motion man coming across right to left, and quarterback looks like he's going to throw it, then touch it down. Roos going to run to the right side. Short yardage, a yard, maybe you'll give him two on the play.
Holds Roos with the stop again there for JCC.
I think that's a couple names we're going to hear a lot tonight is Roos and Holthus. Now this time, Carter Roos, the junior, under center, offset by option right, late pitch, and the pitch man takes it around the right side. I believe that was Juergens over on that far side, and he'll be knocked out short of the midfield stripe at around the 38, a gain of about three.
John Duncan made the stop there for JCC. That was a pretty good collision over on that side.
Third down and five here, nearing midfield are the Falcons. They bring a man in motion. Option left, quarterback, late pitch back to the trailing back this time, and I think getting the first down again, carrying the football again, is going to be Noah Juergens coming around, 165-pounder.
Yep.
Got six.
Yeah, Logan Barris on the stop, but not until first down.
So now we come up to a first and 10 situation. The JCC 36-yard line, 7:18, the clock stopped with the play going out of bounds. Split a man wide to the right, tailback behind the quarterback, a wingman on the right, and run pass option, give it off to Juergens. Noah powers his way inside the 30-yard line. Let's spot him right on the 30, call it a gain of six.
Pulls Houston Carnegie again on the stop there. Good game there on first down. Boy, he held that ball a long time and then finally let it go, didn't he?
Carter Roos, big, strong young man, 190 pounds. Coach says he is allowed to audible. If he sees something, he can get him out of it and get him into something better. That was a split right, slot right. Roos back, throws a little wheel out of the backfield. Juergens got running room. One man to knock him out of bounds, and he does at the 20-yard line as Noah Juergens makes the catch.
Keegan Jones is the last one back there, and he was able to knock him out of bounds. Not till another first down.
Gain of 10. Now, that's one of those plays, you know, it's a pass play, but it's just an extension of your running game because you just probably didn't throw the ball 15 feet, maybe. But it's very effective. First and 10 down to the JCC 20-yard line. 8-0 JCC in the early lead here. First possession for Freeman. Roos keeps. Roos, oh, he cuts back. He makes a move. He is to the five. He is hit, and he is into the end zone for a touchdown for the Freeman Falcons from 20 yards away.
That's a nice play. Nice cutback on that. Wow.
Moves well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
So 10 yards of passing and 47 of rushing, and now for the tie. For Freeman, go for the two-point try here. They've still got the 11-man field laid out here, so we move the ball up on the two-point tries. Hand the ball straight. No, he kept it. Roos kept it, and a way long look into the end zone. He throws it. It is complete over there. And it's going to be Curtis Niles, I believe, that made the catch at number 7. And we have an 8-8 ball game. In Tecumseh, we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is excited to offer a new program called SCORE School Support. The bank will be making contributions to Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools based on various athletic and academic achievements this fall. Contributions are awarded in multiple amounts from many high school varsity athletic teams and high school honor roll and scholar success. And in addition, Frontier Bank will contribute $10 to a customer's school choice for each new customer relationship established. Frontier Bank in Falls City. Good with money and local school support. Visit frontbank.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. Freeman took the ball straight down the field there and scored. 6:31 left in the first. Ruse takes in a 20-yard run for the score after an 8-play, 57-yard drive. Niles with the 2-point conversion, and it's 8-8, John.
Good start to our ball game, all even here so far. 6:31 to go. Here's the kickoff, and it's a high end-over-end kick. Paris Carney from the 6, 10, 15, up the field to the 20, touch to the left. Oh, and he took a big hit over there on that far side. That's the type of hit where you get separated from the ball sometimes there, but he held on.
Oh, Jared Schroeder grabbed him and just tossed him. Wow, good tackle.
Ball will be at the 21-yard line. 6:25 to go in this first quarter. So back to JCC, the football. Trey Holhuis comes out. Well, they ran a double reverse pass to the quarterback on the first play of the game in their first possession. Let's see what Coach Brian Hahn has drawn up for this second possession here on the first play. Holhuis is in the gun, in the pistol. And it's a high snap. It leads him to the right. There's a flag down. Holt is dragging some defenders with him to the 25, but the referee in the backfield throws the flag for holding.
And be holding and negate that play.
So that's going to move the Thunderbird back. He's thrown in that backfield. That's a problem. They're going to spot the ball back inside the 15 to the 10.
Yeah.
11-yard penalty.
Yeah. Looks like they're setting it down right on the 10, John.
It's going to be first and 21 at their own 10. So the hole was a yard deep. And now you've got a hole if you're JCC. First down and 21 here. Let's put them in wide to the left. That's John Duncan. Duncan gets ready out there, man in motion. Barris Carnegie, he goes to the right. And Holt is back. He looks, he pumps, he's being chased. They've got him in the backfield, and he fires it toward the sideline. And Barris Carnegie got over there kind of in that direction to save a potential grounding call. Nice play, Holt, is to get rid of that ball, save that big sack yardage.
Yeah, Schroeder had a hold of him. It looked like he was maybe going to get close to a safety on that, but he was able to get rid of that ball.
So Holt Trey comes over to get a play from Coach Ryan Hahn. Says Coach only had a flag down, then they picked it up, so maybe they anticipated grounding too.
Yeah.
I first saw him fling it, thinking, like, oh, let's see how that goes. All right, Holt Hughes. Standing in his own goal line, giving his play call to his team here on second and 21 for their own 10-yard line. Big holding call puts them in a hole. Here comes Duncan wide to the near right side of the field. Both backs in an offset high formation. Holdus under center. Holdus drops straight back. Here comes a rush. They throw underneath. It is caught by Schuster. Schuster makes a man miss. He's the 20, the 25. First down and out across the 35-yard line. And what a heck of a play to get out of that hole by JCC.
Yeah, Schroeder made the stop for Freeman there. That was a well-conceived play there. He made a nice move down there after he caught the ball to get out there to the sideline.
Call it a 26-yard pass play. Out goes the ball across 35 to the 36. First down and 10. JCC, nice play. 41 yards in the air now for the Thunderbirds. First and 10, eye set, straight eye, quarterback under the center. Right hash turn, Barris Carnegie around the left side. He goes. He's to the corner, first down and more, and pushed out of bounds around somewhere between the 25 and calling out of the 26 on the Freeman side of midfield.
And Carter Niles was back there, and there weren't too many behind him. So, yeah, got him pushed out of bounds there, but not until a good gain there.
18-yard pickup on the play. Bringing up another first and 10 here for the T-Birds.
spot the ball at the Freeman 26. You have plenty of scoring charts, right? Okay. 5:27 to go here in period number one. 8-8 score so far. Here's the ice set again. Holt, who's back, is there a flag yet? Yeah, there was a lot of movement along that line that time. Proceed here against Jansen County Central. So it'll be 1st and 15 back at the 31 now. Second penalty of the ball game. Second penalty of this drive against JCC. Holt, who's over? See if they got a different play or the same play. Different situation here.
Taking quite a bit of time coming out of that huddle.
All right, we're going to spread the field. Two receivers at either side of the field for the Thunderbirds. Holhus stands beyond his own 35. Pretty good snap. He's going to run the ball straight up the middle. One man to beat. He gets around him. He's at the 20. He's drugged down at the 15. And he is going to have another T-Bird first down on a 16-yard pickup.
Carter Ruse on the stop there for Freeman. It'd be pretty darn close. They're going to call that a first down, or they're going to measure it?
They already moved the six.
Yeah, oh, there we go. Now the rest of them are moving.
Okay, well, I got two out of three left. Two out of three had taken off. So here we go again. Thunderbirds on the move. They've already registered 7 first downs in this first quarter, 5 minutes to go. Toss it back to Barris Carter. You run on the left side. He is your, if you look up stat back in the dictionary, there he is.
And he's pretty short. He's hard to see because he's a good lineman there.
Gain of about 4 on the play. Close 4. We'll call it 3.
Yeah.
Second down 7.
Carter Niles pushed him out of bounds on that far sideline.
Spot the ball now at the 13-yard line. Huddled up. JCC ball on the left hash. Line up Keegan Jones, a tight end on the left side. John Duncan on the right side. And an inside handoff to the fullback. Schuster going around the left side. Schuster powers his way inside the 5. Close to another first down for the Thunderbirds.
Niles again over there to push him out of bounds. Another first down.
Wow. First and goal at the 6. He got exactly what he needed.
Well, they're having a hard time stopping that rushing attack right now, aren't they, John?
79 yards on the ground already for Johnson County. And another 41 in the air here in the first quarter.
Wow.
Clock stopped. There's a chain to move. The ball will be spotted at the 5-yard line. So they'll come over the ball. First down and 10, trying to overcome 2 penalties. Shotgun set, both backs lined up and a wing on the right, and here comes Holt, who's, and Freeman says, no, not this time. Hey, again, at the line of scrimmage, he lost a yard or so on the play.
Yeah, both Eisenbarth and Ruse were in on the stop there for Freeman.
Spot the ball back at the 6-yard line. So now it'll be second and goal at the 6. Now Schuster came out. No, he's back in there. Somebody, different number. Different 4. Okay, I see what it is now. So Schuster, fullback, is on the right, off the hip of the guard. Barris Carnegie behind the quarterback, who's under center. Turn, give to the tailback. No, they're going to keep it. They're going to throw it to Schuster. It's a touchdown. That's a good fake. Trey Hall, who's faked it, and then threw to Cam Schuster for a 6-yard touchdown pass.
Uh-oh.
Fooled me.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, yeah, that's not that hard. But he did. He did fool me there. Touchdown, Johnson County Central. Makes the score 14-8 with 4:01 to go here in quarter number one. Another nice drive by the T-Birds. 8 plays, and they go 59 yards. Now, these 2-point conversions are going to be pretty important. Holthus in the gun by himself. Starts left, up the middle he goes, and he's in there for another conversion. 16-8, Johnson County Central. We're back in Tecumseh after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We're back here at Tecumseh. Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake and Tasha or Weston in Falls City. Well, so far nobody stopped anybody here, John.
No.
This latest score came with 4:01 left in the first quarter. It was a 6-yard pass play to Schuster. 8-play, 59-yard drive. The 2-point conversion was good by Holders, and it's a 16-8 JCC.
Ready to boot away once again, Johnson County Central. And doing the kicking. Here we go. The lefty puts it up the field, and coming back up the field will be Ghost again. On the right side, across the 20, 25, and pushing defenders up the field. A nice return once again over there, all the way out. We're going to be to the 27-yard line.
Logan Barris, Carnegie on the stop there for JCC.
3:55 to go here in quarter number one. 16-8 Johnson County Central with the lead.
Lots of scoring so far, John.
See if the defenses can get anything done here. Got a trip set to the right. Quarterback Carter Roos. Behind the center in the pistol, now brings a man across the motion, hands the ball off, and once again, on the carry. Noah Jurgens got hit pretty low that time, and that was a pretty good chunk of yardage. He paid for that one.
Yeah, Holthus got him right down around the knees there and just knocked him right down.
Spot the ball across the 30 to the 33, a pickup of 6 yards on the play. Now second down and 4. Quarterback with a running back behind him, option right. Quarterback keeper, he may throw it. No, he's hit in the backfield and dropped for a loss back to the 30-yard line.
Keegan Jones, defensive end over there. Made a nice tackle there. Wasn't fooled by that little option play there.
No, made a nice play. Loss of 3 on the play. Bring up a 3rd and 7 now. Spot the ball just back inside the 30-yard line. Knows the ball, probably touching the 30. 3rd and 7. Trips left, a single receiver wide right. Bruce in the gun by himself. Takes the snap, drops a quick out to Jurgens on the left side. Makes one man miss, and he will be, if he didn't get it, he's going to be close enough. They'll probably go for it.
Cam Schuster made the stop on that. You know, they had 3 receivers out there and only 2 defenders out there, and they took advantage of that.
Yes, they did. The gain I needed.
1 yard short, 7 yards. They're going to go for it here, John.
Well, I had a feeling that they might. Bruce, big young man.
Yeah, quarterback that big. You're going to
take the snap, and he's going to bull rush his way straight forward. He'll be knocked down just shy of midfield. He'll get a couple on the play.
Getting up off the bottom of that pile up was Cam Schuster there for JCC. But 3-yard gain, first down for Freeman.
All right, that's what you want to do. Just keep them chained moving here a little bit. That's what they did that time. Now here they come. Now 1st and 10. Basically call it midfield, the 40-yard line. Running back on the left side of the quarterback. He puts him in motion. That's Jurgens. He's going to throw it out there to him, and he makes the catch. And just for a moment, it looked like the defender might get that one and go the other way.
It sure did. I'm trying to see who that was out there. That almost number 14 there. That was, oh, yeah, 14? Let me look again here, John. Might have been 24. That's who that was. Cam Schuster looked like maybe he was going to run in front of that and just take it all the way.
Jurgens on the catch. He only got 1 yard on that, but like I said, lucky it wasn't picked off. Here's a toss back to Juergens. He is hit. And even after the contact, he was able to pick up a yard or so. So a pretty good play by the defense again. Juergens will make it a third and six situation.
Keegan Jones with the stop there for JCC.
Gain of three. And it's third and six. Under a minute to go here in the first quarter. 16-8, Johns County Central leading Freeman, it's Falcons. Now standing in the pistols, the quarterback, Carter Roos, running back. No, they're in the eye. He's going to stand back. And, oh, man, the nose guard got in there and brought him down before he got a step and a half taken that time.
Nolan Valencia made that stop. And boy, he was like shot out of a cannon there. Grabbed him in the backfield and threw him for a big loss.
Loss of basically loss of four on the play. It'll bring up 4th and 10. And Falcons are probably going to let time expire in the first quarter. They do. 16-8, Johnson County Central with the lead over Freeman after one quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC 660-442-6085 or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back at Johnson County Central, 4th down and 9. Freeman lines up to go for it. Two receivers left. Roos is also the punter. And he's going to air it up the field. He's got him in. It is caught inside the 10-yard line. First and goal, I believe, Curtis Niles.
Wow, that was quite a catch, John. Right on his fingertips there. Wow.
Number seven.
Carnegie made the stop. Yeah, that was number seven.
They're going to go right away again. No huddle. And now motion man. And here they go. Just take it straight ahead. Quarterback Carter Roos into the end zone. He goes. No huddle. That will go as a 7-yard touchdown run after that big pass play on 4th down. This is like one of those games you're almost afraid to punt because you don't want to give the other team a 2-score lead. And now we've got a 2-point game again. GCC with the lead here. I don't remember where they were at on the field for that long pass. We'll add that up here in a little bit. But here they come. 2-point try. Two receivers right. A running back with the quarterback. Another receiver on the left side. Motion man going across. And Roos will keep it. Roos will throw it. He will complete the pass. And the 2-point try is good again. Curtis Niles on the catch. Tied again at 16 with 11:45 to go in the half. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. Jake or Tosh here, Weston and Falls City. Well, Freeman answered. 11:45 left in the second quarter. 7-yard run play by Roos. That was took 9 plays, 53 yards, and Niles with the 2-point conversion again. 16-16, John.
Wow. That was a 35-yard pass, by the way. I finally get all the math done. Here's an onside kick, and Freeman's on top of it. Did it go far enough? Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did. Who is that? Is that the kicker that jumped on top of that?
Might very well.
52, yeah. Was. Krause kicked it and jumped on it there after it went about 12, 13 yards. Wow.
Good job by the Falcons, and that, well, you know, that's a big advantage. Get the ball right back in this thing.
You'd almost think they must have saw something on film there or something to do that, you know, that they saw JCC maybe doing, kind of letting, getting back a little quick there and fooled them on that.
So now it's Freeman at the JCC 37, and Roos hands the ball forward. And the ball's now across midfield.
Late flag. 76 for JCC. Rodrigo Rivera on the stop. Let's see what the flag is.
Move the ball from the 37 to the 33, a 4-yard pickup on the play.
Huh. Personal foul against JCC on that.
So that will be a first down. Coach pouting in there, asking what's going on, Mr. Official. Got an explanation. I don't know if it's one he wanted, but he got one. Now the ball with a 15-yard penalty. First and 10, and the ball is down to the 17-yard line. And now straight ahead go the Falcons. And they're just going to power the ball straight forward this time. Quarterback Roos will keep it. He's all the way down to the 11. Or no, that's 8. That's 11. I'm sorry. That's Brandon Juergens on the carry.
Keegan Jones on the stop there for JCC. Good gain, 7 yards.
Second and 3 just outside the 10-yard line now. JCC showing a blitz up the middle. High formation. Roos Carter runs the option to the right side. Now reverses field. Can he get around? He got a block. He got to the corner. And a good defensive play made, but it's down to the 5-yard line, a gain of 5.
Logan Burris Carnegie came back to make that stop. He ran about 40 yards to gain that 5 or 6 there, John.
Yeah, he looked right, and there was just nowhere to go. So he reversed. He was able to get the corner turn and pick up a couple extra yards that way. First and goal at the 5 now. Come over the football. And Roos wants to throw, lobs it to the end zone. Oh, nice defensive play there, tipping it away from the intended receiver, Curtis Niles.
Well, John Duncan got his hand up there and knocked it away there at the last minute there. It looked like Niles was going to get one in the end zone there again.
Duncan has been injured, if I understand correctly, so he's just kind of getting back here to full strength. It's been a nice play there. 10:28 to go, first half, 16 apiece, Freeman. Trying to get the lead for the first time in the ball game. High set. Roos turns, hands it straight forward. His fullback on the carry this time.
Looked like that was going to go somewhere, and then Keegan Jones was able to grab him there and pull him back.
Brandon Juergens, the ball carrier, picks up 2 yards on first down. Now timeout, JCC. 16 apiece with 10-10 to go in the first half. Timeout at Johnson County Central. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our score, Johnson County Central on defense took the timeout. Here come the Falcons over the football. Third down and goal from the 3. Line them up in the eye, and you're no doubt about who's going to run this football this time.
Nope.
powered his way straight forward. It is the quarterback, Roos, and he is into the end zone for the touchdown. He just got behind the offensive line and just kept turning them legs and
got a little assist from the running back then, too, at the end.
They can do that now.
Yeah.
That's a rule change I don't like.
Yeah.
I didn't like when they did that one. But anyway, Freeman with the lead, Freeman with the two-point try. High set, toss the ball back, running the ball to the left side this time, and in there he goes, Noah Juergens again. And it's now 24-16 Freeman as they score two in a row. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services there. 10:04 left in the second quarter. Ruse across the goal line again from 3 yards out for the score. Capped a sixth-place 37-yard drive. Juergens with the two-point conversion, and Freeman has a 24-16 lead.
Set up by an onside kick, and now here's a kick into the end zone. And it'll be a touchback, and Johnson County Central will have it first and 10 at their own 15-yard line here. Start this possession with 10:04 to go here in quarter number two at Johnson County South Knight here in Tecumseh. I'm John Nixon with Tom Bartek. Welcome along wherever you're listening or watching tonight on the Johnson County Central Strive system. Wish you could be here with a good crowd on hand. I was looking down there before the game, and there's nobody here. And that was parents' night. They're all down there lined up in the end zone.
All on the track.
Now they're all out here. We got a good crowd here now. All right, I set for the T-Birds, and Holters would give it off. Oh, my goodness. They did not. Boy, I had a tough time getting Logan Barascari off of his feet, but, I mean, he got hit as soon as he got the ball. He ends up getting knocked back about 5 yards, but no gain on the play. Wow.
Curtis Krause in there first to get that. That's a good tackle. Yeah, he did kind of stop him in his tracks and then flung it back.
So no gain. I make it second down and 10. Freeman now getting their defensive legs under him here a little bit. Johnson County Center comes over the football. Then that big offensive line up front, double tight set, offset high formation. Holthus back, gives it off. Chris Carnegie again, trying to find some running room up inside those guards in between there and the tight ends that time. He'll pick up two, maybe three on the play and make it third down and 7.
Ruse, one of the first ones in there to make that stop. He's a tough one to see back behind those big linemen there, but right now, Freeman's playing tough up the middle.
Clock moving, 8:53 to go here in quarter number two. Leading 24-16 are the Falcons.
Big third down at your own 18 here.
Got a slot man on the right side, the running back behind the quarterback. Now we got a timeout called by Johnson County Central. It's a pretty important part of the ball game right here. They take their second timeout. We'll take a break with them. Be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to the football stadium in Tecumseh, the home of the Thunderbirds is down here on the track where they hold a lot of track meets here in the spring. Bunches of them. It's a nice facility. Third down and 7.
Big third down here for JCC.
Offset formation again.
Holt, who's back. He rolls right. He may run it. He may throw it. He's going to run it, and he is going to get the first down by about a yard around that right side.
Boy, he ducked that shoulder down. We can pick that up, wasn't he, John?
He was. He did a nice job running it first down. He needed 70. Got feet on the play.
Hayden Otto with the stop there for Freeman.
All right, Tom Bartek, here's the question tonight. We had popcorn early, but I smelled coffee. And I don't know what I'm smelling. They're cooking downstairs at the concession right now, but man, it is good, whatever it is.
You didn't have supper, did you?
Yeah, no. It sure does smell good. 8:12 to go here in the shotgun. Hold his back. Pump fake over the middle. Hold into a lineman. He intended that down the field for big Rod Rivera, 255 pounds. They had a guard eligible, basically.
Yeah, Ruiz was not fooled on that. He was running right with him there. Break that up.
Not a bad time to try that. Now you find yourself in 2nd and 10, though. Might want to do it on 2nd and 1.
There you go.
But the element of surprise, a big part of high school football and whatever level you're on. All right. It will be 2nd and 10. The ball spotted at the 25-yard line. JCC on their own side of midfield. Offset with one running back behind the quarterback, and Trey Holmes drops, looks, throws a screen to the left. He shoots for the catch. Oh, got a good block. First down to 40 and down to the 34-yard line. They're going to call him down to the 35-yard line. Nice play developed by GCC.
It sure was. Tandon Boer made the stop there, but not until a big gain there and a first down for GCC. That was well set up.
Yes, it was. A 19-yard gain on the pass play. And the ball will be right on the 35. That is the second first down of this second quarter for JCC, trailing now by 8, 1st and 10 of the 35. Come back over the football. And Logan Barris Carnegie. He was doing his best shuffle as we could find a hole, and there just wasn't one. All there was white jerseys.
Well, Eisenbarth was there, made a nice stop for Freeman. Yeah, he kind of put on the brakes, and then, boom, he got just, bam, put to the ground, didn't he?
Loss of a couple on the play. 2nd down and 12. The ball's back to the 37 now. Come back over the football.
Got a score just in here, John. While we got just a second there, Irish are up 40-14 after one quarter.
Yeah, I was afraid something like that might happen, and I don't know. Just lost a lot of kids last year to graduation. Here's a shotgun formation, a snap back to the quarterback, and Trey Holt, who's run straight ahead. He'll get back the yardage they lost on the previous play, and one more will bring up 3rd down and 9.
Eisenbarth for the stop there for Freeman.
Gain of 3 and another big 3rd down here.
Yes, it is.
Like I said, you almost can't get stopped the way it looks. The team's offenses are moving the ball. And an onside kick gave Freeman back-to-back touchdowns here and got him the lead. So we bring the man wide to the near left side of the field for GCC. We got a timeout taken by the Falcons. They saw him sneak out there with 6:02 to go in the half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The lead to the Freeman Falcons at the moment here in the first half of this ball game. Tom talked about that 6-yard Dell score. The Irish will be in the playoffs next week. They win tonight, and they're almost assured home game anyway, but they'll be
on the air next week on either Sunny 101.3 or KTNC, depending on who else makes it. Looks like Johnson Brock has a good chance of going, of course. And the Thunderbirds are hoping they can make it here, but they've got to dig out of this hole here. Third down and nine. Split man wide to the right is Barris Carnegie. Schuster stays in to block this time, and now Holt, he's running left in trouble, elevates, throws, and it's off the hands of John Duncan, his intended receiver. Close to the first down mark, he wouldn't have been there. It would have bring up fourth and short. Now it's going to be fourth and long.
Good coverage there by Carter Niles. Couldn't get much on that throw with scrambling the way he was doing, kind of running to his left and trying to throw.
Coming into the ball game for JCC is going to be Brandon Speckman, Jr. He threw that first pass of the ball game. Where's he going to go? He's going to go on the line. So Holmes is the punter as well. So every time your quarterback's a punter, I'll bet you're on. Fourth down and nine. He stands back at his own 35, and he's going to run straight up the middle. And he got caught right at the line of scrimmage. They did not fool anybody that time. And that will turn the ball over to the Freeman Falcons.
Grant Lemke. First time we've caught. No, I'm sorry. That was Hayden Otto. Hayden Otto, senior there, making that stop there. Read it nice, and wow, first change of possession without a score here, John.
It is. Falcon ball, their own 34-yard line. 5:48 to go here in the first half. They lead it 24-16. They have not been turned away yet in this ball game. We'll see if the T-Bird defense can get something going here. Quarterback Carter Roos. Under center with two backs behind him. Roos will give it to the first man through there that time, carrying the football. Who was that?
Well, Bola made the stop for JCC. Let's see, who's that running back? Is that nine?
No,
I can't see the number, John.
We'll figure it out here eventually. Just bear with us. He's going to run to the left side now and taking the ball over that far side. I believe that time is Brandon Juergens.
Yeah.
Juergens.
33 for JCC. Made the stop. 33.
No.
Can't be. 34 must be.
Going to bring up third and three. That was a 6-yard pickup. It was a 1-yard gain in the previous play.
Let's see, 43. Keegan Jones. I'm dyslexic there. Kind of getting my numbers mixed up.
This one's easy. Roos, the quarterback, keeping the football, runs the right side.
Quarterback runs it, and the quarterback makes a stop for the other team there. Holdhoos there on the stop.
Another
nice game, wasn't it?
It was. Another first down here by Freeman. And they're not huddling. They're coming right back after it. From the 39, they move the ball down to the 26. That's a 13-yard pickup on the third down and three. Now we put a 53 to tie it in. That's one of the eight-man rules. You wonder I have trouble with, too. Figure out which number is eligible sometimes. Running the ball straight forward this time is going to be Noah Juergens, and Noah has another nice gain of about 7.
Logan Barris Carnegie made the stop there. It looked like that was going to be stopped the line of scrimmage, and he put a good move there and got 8 yards.
Second down, spot the ball at the 18 of JCC. Back over the football, a lot of misdirection in the backfield. Roos straight ahead and gang tackled. He'll have short yardage. He'll be short of the first down, though, this time.
Coming up at the bottom of that pile there, looks like it's Holthus again. Roos is a strong kid.
Yes, he is.
Wow.
Third down and a yard from the 16-yard line. Receiver wide right, a slot right, a man to the left. Here goes a motion man across, Brandon Juergens. He circles back. They fake a little pitch to him, and now Roos backs up, throws for the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown by Curtis Niles.
He was darn close going over that line of scrimmage there with that, but he was able to get it off.
And no, I don't see any
help.
So
no.
Touchdown.
They were looking at each other there, but decided that he had not gone past the line of scrimmage.
That would go as a 16-yard touchdown pass, catching again Curtis Niles. And now the score goes to 30-16, Freeman with the lead. Done a good job passing the ball tonight when they have wanted to.
Yes, they have.
Come over it here. Going for two again. They've not missed so far tonight. Carter Roos in the pistol. Brings a motion man across. And now he'll spin. He's looking. He is being chased. He throws the ball. It is caught. And in for the two-pointer is Jared Schroeder, number 53. So 3:18 to go in the half. It's 32-16. Freeman back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Tecumseh. This scoring recast brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake Tosh here at Weston in Falls City. 3:18 left here before half. A six-play, 46-yard drive capped by a pass from Roos to Niles, a 16-yard pass. 53, Schroeder took it into the two-point conversion, and it is 32-16, Freeman Falcons.
Here's the kickoff, and it is going to be picked off at the one by Barris Carnegie. Out of the 10, coming across, got a little block. He's at the 15, still fighting and still checking them legs forward, and he'll be out to the 17-yard line. That is a heck of a run to the young man on the run back return.
And it was. Number 32 for Freeman there on the tackle. That is number 32. Tandon Brewer made the stop.
So JCC at their own 17 with 3:08 to work with here, and they get the feel of the way Freeman's going. They have scored every time, and they have made a two-point conversion every time. They better get something on the board here before halftime.
I believe you're right, John.
Holdus coming over the football, brings his team up. Then line him up in the eye set. Trey calling the count, turns, gives a little misdirection to Barris Carnegie. He breaks outside, and had he shook one more tackle, we'd have had a little race going on. He'll be brought down after a gain of around 5 or 6.
He goes, corralled him over there after a 7-yard gain there for JCC.
When JCC huddled up on the Titans, the T-Birds, they look just a little bit slow, a little tired right now. Come over the football. Freeman offense has been beat on him here a little bit this quarter. Logan Barris, Carnegie sheds a tackle, gets away from another man, and hit from behind after he gets the first down. Across the 30, out to the 33-yard line, a 9-yard pickup.
He's a quick son of a gun. Tandon Brewer with the stop there for Freeman.
He is quick. He will give him that. Spot the ball to the 33, call the 34-yard line on the play. 2:10 to go, a minute off the clock here on this drive. Got Cam Schuster out of the wing on the right. Paul Hughes rolling right. He looks, he throws over the middle. And that was close to the defender getting there too early and putting a little lick on Schuster before the ball got there.
Number 14, Gabe goes on good coverage over there. Yeah, that was close. It looked like maybe he had an arm on him there, but it wasn't called.
Three guys out in the pattern that time for JCC. Clock stops with 1:57 to go in the first half. Second down and 10 at the 34-yard line. Just past the top of the hour, this is Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Falls City and Auburn. Offset high on second and 10. Paul goes back, fakes, looks, bounces right, breaks through one tackle, throws it up the field, and it's just over the outstretched right hand of Sean Dungy, and two receivers down there kind of in the same area. Duncan got down there along with Cam Schuster. Duncan just couldn't get up the ladder far enough.
Curtis Krauss, and they're putting pressure there on him to throw that ball. He had a lot of time back there, but two receivers right there in the area, and neither one was able to grab it.
Third and 10, the clock stops with 1:48 to go. JCC has a timeout left if they can get it used, get it somewhere where they can use it here.
You just got a feeling this is a big third down play.
Yeah,
here,
just
John.
Don't want to turn it back over
no.
to Freeman here. Freeman with three linemen, three linebackers, and a couple of deep men. One linebacker shows blitz, pulls out of it, Schuster spins, fakes the throw, now throws underneath, and there goes Harvey. There's Harvey, and he's gone. Catch all, there's a flag. Oh, too bad.
I think they're gonna get a block on JCC, maybe in the back.
JCC is a heck of a play set up. If it's against them, it's too bad for the T-Birds, and they're coming back. That would have been a 46-yard touchdown pass. Instead, it'll be a penalty.
Still discussing it over there. Here he comes. Oh, the illegal man downfield for JTC. Wow.
Well,
regardless,
yeah,
not a good one to get a penalty on after that play.
You hate to see them points come off the board. 10 yards, and now it's going to bring up third and, what was it, third and nine?
Yeah, it was third and nine. Now they're coming back up. Going to be about third and 14. It looks
14
like. Yeah.
Spot foul? Third and 15, okay. Third and 15 from JCC at their own 29-yard line. Minute 18 to go. Clock starts to move. Split a man wide to either side of the field. Barris Carnegie in the backfield. Poltus puts Cam Schuster in motion from left to right. And here comes a blitz run that hit the quarterback, and he hands it off to Barris Carnegie. He's loose again across the 40,
wow.
Down to the 30. Good for a Thunderbird first down.
And Ruse made the stop, but boy, what a good call.
That is going to be a 20-yard pickup right through the left side of the defense.
Wow. Yeah, they flipped in the linebacker there. It's a perfect call for that.
So now the ball spotted down to the Freeman 30-yard line. We've got less than a minute to go now, 42 seconds. JCC has that timeout in their pocket, but the clock is winding in a hurry. Two receivers in the backfield, and Holby's to throw. He hits Schuster. He's tackled inbounds after a gain of maybe a yard, and now they're going to have to use that first timeout, and they do. Time out.
Juergens on the stop there for Freeman.
Johnson County Central will take their final timeout. We'll take a break with them. We'll be back on Sunny 101.3 in 30 seconds.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Second down and nine for Johnson County Central. We get back to play here in this first half. They're down 32-16. I know Coach Ryan Haunt has got some chicanery in the playbook because we've seen some of it already.
Yes, we have.
I think it was a defense alignment. Okay, okay. I know they're going to line up three deep on defense over here on the side.
26 seconds left here in the half. We've got time for a couple three plays here.
All right, Logan Barris Carney in the backfield. Holt, who's back. Holthouse looking for a wheel route. No, he throws over the middle, and he's got his man and out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Nice throw, Keegan Jones. Good pickup, first down, Thunderbirds.
Yeah, that was a big play, big play. Number, let's see, that looks like 11. 11 there. Brandon Juergens made the stop there, got him out of bounds.
24-yard pickup to the 5-yard line. Or that's the 10. That's the 10-yard line, excuse me. 10-yard line, line him up in the eye. Hole who's back, hole who throws, and did he catch it?
He did.
Touchdown, wow. That is a catch by John Duncan. Duncan with the catch. And wow, good play and a really needed drive by Johnson County Central. And they pull it off for the touchdown here with just 13 seconds to go in the half. Now the two-point try. And again, Freeman's made all there, so already they've got an extra 8 points on the board because of that. Now one setback. They toss it way deep, and now back to Holthouse, and he's got his man, John Duncan, in the corner. And it's good for two more. 32-24, back to the final 13 seconds after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Carmen City Supply. We take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore. We've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. See Jake Tosher at Weston, Falls City. 13 seconds left before half, and GCC puts in a much-needed score. 8 plays, 63 yards, touchdown pass to Duncan. Duncan also took the two-point conversion in and closed the gap to 32-24 Freeman.
Here we go with a kickoff for Johnson County Central. They're ready to boot it away. Approaching the football here, and they're going to bounce it up the field. The ball's going to roll, be picked up back at the 10-yard line. And they're bringing it back up across the 20 to the 25-yard line. On the return that time, once again, Brandon Juergens. And it'll be Freeman ball with 8.3 seconds to go.
As if John Duncan didn't do enough on those that scoring drive there, he made the tackle on that one, too.
All right, they'll have one play, and it's pretty neat stuff out of the Freeman playbook as well. Coach Travis Andreessen.
Ruth has himself a pretty good arm there.
Yes, he does. All right, two receivers at either side of the field, motion man across. Okay. The ball's popped up in the air, and they hit the quarterback, and that is going to bring our half to an end as the quarterback gets drilled, unless Thunderbirds had the football. That's the end of the half. A loss back to the 15-yard line, a loss of 9 on the play. I think what they tried to do is maybe one of those little Kansas City Chiefs just pass it forward, underhanded to the back, and the defender got there and hit him as soon as the ball got there, and it punted right back to the quarterback, and they ran right into him and knocked him down for a loss of 9. And that's the end of the half.
Yep, clock just ran out during that play.
Freeman, 32, Johnson County Central, 24. We're back. We'll take a look at the first half scoring after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
There's something to be said for supporting your community. At Tecumseh Federal Bank, one of the top priorities is keeping the community strong. It shows in their convenient hometown banking services and their honest way of doing business. With no hidden fees, very competitive rates, and FDIC protection. Most important, your loan won't be sold to an outsider and your money stays here in the community. Helping people since 1904 enjoy investments they live with. Tecumseh Federal Bank, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny
101.3. We're back. We are back here at Tecumseh Halftime. These halftime scoring recaps brought to you by Arm Brewster Motor Company in Falls City. Since 1951, more than you expected for less than you imagined. Well, let's see. I about ran out of ink on that first half there, John, with all the scoring. But let's see if we can go over the stuff here. 8:36 left in the first quarter. JCC gets on the board first with an 8-yard run by Holthus. Capped a 7-play, 58-yard drive. Holthus also with the 2-point conversion. We had 8-0 JCC. Freeman came right back on the next drive there. 6:31 left in the first quarter. Ruse takes the ball 20 yards for the score. An 8-play, 57-yard drive. Niles for the 2-point conversion, and we were knotted at 8. JCC took the ball right down the field again. 4:01 left in the first quarter. Capped an 8-play, 59-yard drive with Schuster taking the pass in from 6 yards out for the score. Holthus with the 2-point conversion run, and JCC was back on top, 16-8. Freeman with the answer, 11:45 into the second quarter. Ruse for a 7-yard run, capped a 9-play, 53-yard drive. Niles again with the 2-point conversion, and we were knotted again at 16 all. We had an onside kick recovered there by Freeman there, kind of to get them started here. 10:04 left in the half. Ruse with a run from 3 yards out. Capped a short field, 6-play, 37-yard drive. Juergens took the 2-point conversion in, and Freeman had their first lead of the game at 24-16. Freeman again scored with 3:18 left before half, 6-play, 46-yard drive. Niles with the pass from Freeman's quarterback, who I'm drawing a blank on, Ruse. and scored at 53. Schroeder took it in for the 2-point conversion, and Freeman upped their lead to 32-16. JCC got the ball right before half here and was able to put together an 8-play, 63-yard drive. Duncan with the score, passing score. Duncan also with the 2-point conversion, and JCC is able to close this down to 32-24 at halftime with Freeman still in the lead there. Wow, lots of scoring, John.
Well, it's a big, exciting first half here, and it is an exciting second half coming up here on Parents Night at Johnson County Central. 32-24 our score. Freeman, the visitors, leading at halftime. We'll take a break for 2 minutes. We'll hear the weather forecast. It's supposed to warm up, I think, this weekend. You know, chilly day tomorrow night, and then we'll Here from our response, we'll be back here in about 5 minutes with second half action and a look at the numbers coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Speckman Realty and Auction is having a public land auction Tuesday, November 2nd at 1 p.m. in Auburn. The Bob and Rosalie Davis Estate, located just off Highway 75 in Stella, Nebraska, includes a 118-acre farm, 101 of which are tillable, including Muddy Creek bottom ground, and 8 acres of heavy timber along the creek with hunting potential. The site has outbuildings, a septic system, and well with amazing views and ample privacy. More info and aerial drone footage online at SpeckmanRealtyAndAuction.com. The Stella Land Auction is Tuesday, November 2nd in Auburn at 1 p.m.
Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
I'm meteorologist Mandy Faluber with your weather for the tri-state area. We'll see a decent stretch of fall weather up ahead. We do have a slight chance for some very light rain showers tonight, and some frost will be possible for Friday night. So do make sure to cover up any sensitive vegetation Friday night into early Saturday morning. Our temperatures are expected to be in the 60s all the way through Saturday, and then a nice warm-up coming in the forecast, 70s. For Sunday into Monday, we'll have those 70-degree temperatures lingering through Tuesday. Lots of dry, clear conditions. Sunshine Wednesday, slightly cooler. We're going to be knocked down into the low 60s, which is below our average high for this time of the year. I'm Weatherology Staff Meteorologist Mandy Faluber on Sunny 101.3.
Hey softball fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout out for going the extra mile goes to the Falls City Lady Tiger softball slugger, Madison Jones. Congratulations on breaking the season home run record with 14 dingers this season. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations and best of luck.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. they will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Tecumseh's Johnston County Central Thunderbird football field here at halftime tonight. 32-24 is our score, our stats tonight, brought to you by the folks again at Farmers Motor Company in Falls City. They are your Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep. You name it, I think they got it there. Pretty much all Armour's been 70 years in business at Armour's Motor Company. For Johnston County Central, the first half, quarterback Trey Holt, who's 8 for 48, rushing the ball, one touchdown, 6 of 11 passing for 70 yards in the first down, and one for the first half with one touchdown. Cam Schuster, 4 catches, 52 yards, and a score. Logan Barris-Carnegie, 10 carries, 69 yards in the first half. John Duncan caught a touchdown pass. Did his lone catch for 10 yards. And Keegan Jones with a 14-yard reception as well. For Freeman in the first half, Connor Roos, 9 carries, 59 yards, 3 rushing touchdowns, 6 of 8 passes, 75 yards, 1 score. Brandon Jurgis, 3 carries, 13 yards. We also have a big night in the first half for Noah Jurgens. Noah had 9 carries, 42 yards, 3 catches for 17 yards, and it was Carter Niles with 3 catches for 58 yards in the first half as well for the Freeman Falcons. So those are your first half numbers for individuals in this ball game tonight. Again, brought to you by Armbrust Motor Company of Fall City. The teams start to trickle back out onto the field here for second half action. Still got some 3-minute warm-up period to go here in just a moment. Freeman Falcon girls softball team has been eliminated from the state softball tournament. They were defeated today in the early game. Hastings St. C. defeated Freeman 14-5 and knocked the Falcons out. They finished the season 22-9 on the season. Tom, you got another update there?
I do not. Just that 40-14 score we'd reported earlier with the Irish over Diller Odell after one quarter.
So that's where we're at halftime here. Our score here, 32-24. We got a good one going. It's Freeman leading Johnston County Central. We will take another 2-minute break and be back with the second half on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Second half action will be coming up here at Johns County Central in just a moment. Freeman will get the ball. Lillian Collis of Fall City represents Fall City, the state cross country next week, Tom. She ran 11th today at districts, 21:06. I could drive that distance in that amount of time, I'm sure. So congratulations to Lillian Thomas.
Good for her. Back deep for Freeman there is number 11, Brandon Juergens, and the 30.
Juergens.
Yeah. You're right.
So you're going to get this one right, I'll guarantee, on the return.
Old used to kick off. There's the bullet. Taken by Juergens. Oh, right. He had it, and then it fell out. Oh, my gosh. Taking the ball around. Then he's getting up the middle there, and he's tackled at the six. Boy, oh boy, he avoided a few people there, but that ball, it looked like he was going to catch it and just went out of his arms there and almost went out of bounds, but it stayed in.
Didn't look like he was. Looked like he might get hit back inside the 1 or 2 yard line.
Wow.
Getting down there, making the tackle, Keegan Jones, a freshman for GCC.
Freeman ain't going to have the ball deep in their own territory at the 6 yard line, 1st and 10. We have yet to see a punt in this game. Lined up for one, but then they ran it on 4th down. So we'll see what happens here in the third. Ruiz pitches the ball back to Juergens. He goes around the right end there and is knocked out after about a 3 yard gain.
Good job there, defense. We forced him out of bounds over here on the near side that time. Rod Rivera on the stop for JCC.
2nd and about 7 for Freeman here. Out to about the 10-yard line. Close to 4-yard pickup there. We're going to call it 2nd down and 7, though. Ruiz under center. Looks back at his backfield. Got the Juergens boys back there. Calls the signal. There's a snap. Takes the ball himself up the middle there. And going to pick up about, he's still going, still pushing. Going to pick up about 5 yards on that.
Well, a whole bunch of kids got in on the tackle that time. Nolan Wellensick, a freshman, and Rob Borboa leading the way that time. It brings up 3rd and short.
3rd and 1, it looks like, John, for Freeman there. Break the huddle. Ruiz and the Juergens boys behind him there lined up. Call the snap. Quarterback sneak right up the middle. Boy, they may have stopped him short there, it looks like.
Bruce, you got a dinged up JCC player.
They're getting up slow as Duncan, it looks like.
Yeah, it is.
For JCC, they're going to measure, but and my eyes aren't as good as they used to be there, but I think we're a little bit short on this. I guess we'll see, John.
Or Boa in there again. Leading the tackle along with Rivera, the two big men in the middle for JCC.
Oh, they're going to be
short by
foot.
Yeah.
Going to be short. That'll be interesting to see what they do here. Down at their, back at their own 16-yard line there.
It's, you know, it's a dangerous play. If you slip or you hobble the fumble, the snap.
Yeah.
Anything happy, let JCC score and tie the game, but... Well, it's Bruce at quarterback. I mean, he's a strong young man.
And I think they're going to probably be keying on him. We'll see what happens. Bruce calls the signals. Oh!
Hard count. Got him.
Gets JCC to jump off sides there. And the defense off sides going to give him a 1st down here.
All, you get all ended up on a big play.
Yep.
Wow. Get a 1st down. Be a penalty. Well, unfortunately for JCC, that'll move the ball out to the 21-yard line, 1st and 10.
1st and 10, 21-yard, their own 21-yard line. Freeman, Ruiz coming in from the sideline with the play. They break the huddle. Coming up to the line of scrimmage there. And just one guy in the backfield, Juergens back there, the other one on the wing. Calls a snap in motion. Number 11 there is Juergens. Pitches the ball to Juergens in the backfield, going out to the right sideline there. And knocked out of bounds after a short gain. They're going to give him 2 and bring up 2nd down and 8 there for Freeman.
John Duncan, a little dinged up, got right back in on that play for JCC. Rivera out there also making the stop.
Freeman back up to the line of scrimmage here quick there. in the shotgun formation. Ruse takes a snap, hands the ball off to Juergens, going around the left end. He's got some running room. Gets outside there, and he's going to get enough for a first down and is met rudely over there on the sideline, thrown out of bounds.
Getting that stop. And we got an injured player over there.
We do. Is that Ruse? It's staying. No, it's running back.
It was Cam Schuster that hit him.
Wow.
With authority, and he threw him down pretty aggressively over there right at the end of the play. We've got timeout on the field. No, first down.
He was calling timeout.
He called for the first down.
Brandon Juergens kind of got up under his own fire and sitting on the bench over there right now. We hope he's all right. Going to be first down for Freeman at their own 32-yard line. 10:15 left here in the third quarter. Plays coming in from the sideline there. In the huddle. Still discussing things with the coach. There they break the huddle there.
Okay,
we've got Juergens in the backfield.
One bash you've got.
Not sure who that is on the wing here now. I can't see his number. One split out here, right. There's a snap, fake, and Ruse has the ball. And, boy, he's going to get thrown for a loss. They were not fooled on that play. JCC had some good penetration on that.
Schuster again on the stop in there, along with, once more, Keegan Jones.
It'll be second down and 11 now for Freeman. At their own 31-yard line. Not fooled by that play there. It was kind of a slow-developing play. It looked like kind of an RPO there, but just never got underway.
Using Colby Mailer 2 and Carter Niles 7 at the ends of these sets, Tom.
I think they got Niles up, and now he's coming out to the wing there. Juergens in the backfield there. Ruse under center. There's a snap. Fakes the handoff. He's got a guy open up the middle there, and that is Niles, and he is going to go all the way for a score. That is going to be a 49-yard pass play from Ruse to Niles. Going to bring the score to 38-24 right now. We're going to line up by what I assume will be the two-point conversion. That's what we've been doing all night. But that was a nice little pass.
Yeah, well, that's almost the play they ran around that first play of the game, and right over the middle was wide open. This one just out to the side a little bit more.
And he looked like he was covered a little bit on that. Mm-hmm. That was just a beautiful pass right in between a couple of defenders. Here they come up with a two-point conversion. Juergens is the lone one in the backfield with Ruse in the shotgun. Calls the snap. There it is. Takes a handoff. Rolls left. Throws the ball out there. And it is incomplete there in the end zone there. Knocked away at the last minute. So Freeman, that'll be the first time a two-point conversion wasn't converted here. So with 9:22 left here in the third quarter, it's 38-24 Freeman. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there is good news. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline. Regular screenings can detect breast cancer at its earliest and most treatable stages. The Nemaha County Hospital's Radiology Department offers key radiology services, including mammograms. If you're a woman over 40, talk to your doctor about scheduling a mammogram today. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. Freeman gets on the board here again. Here's the second half. 9:22 left here in the third quarter. Puts together a 7-play, 74-yard drive. Niles with a 49-yard pass from Ruse for the score. 2-point conversion failed. 38-24 Freeman. There's a kickoff. It sails into the end zone there. It'll come out here at the 15-yard line for JCC to take over here with their first possession here in the second half. Wow.
Look, some good defense there for a while. Looked like for JCC that penalty hurt him.
Yeah, it did.
And then, of course, the long touchdown pass. But looked like there were some aggressive defense maybe going to get a stop there. And offsides on the fourth down, back deep in their own territory, gave Freeman the momentum they needed, I guess.
Yeah, that was a big shift there. Paul Zeus in there, quarterback.
with Logan Barris, Carnegie behind him, split out here wide, Cam Schuster. There's a snap. Takes a handoff, keeps the ball himself there, Old Hoos does, and gets a nice pickup here. 6 yards here on first down. Going to bring up second down and four for JTC.
Well, that was easy. Carter Roos for the tackle. The two quarterbacks and linebackers running into each other. I'm sure that's not the 10th or 12th time that's happened tonight.
Second down and four. 8:58 clock running here in the third quarter. JTC comes to the line there. Holds who's under center there. Got Schuster and Logan Barris, Carnegie. There's the handoff. He takes the handoff there, and he is tackled in the back. Oh, did that ball come loose? It did.
Loose late.
Wow. That ball was ripped out of Old Hoos's hands there, and it's going to be a fumble, and they already did make that. I believe it's going to be. Yeah, Freeman's ball there. There it is, official. Freeman's going to take over at the JCC 19-yard line.
Hinton Burr made the hit that had him in the backfield, Tom. That ball, they went down, popped loose.
Yeah. First and 10 for Freeman here at the 19-yard line of JCC.
It's a first turnover.
It was a first turnover. You're right, John. Ruiz in the backfield along with Juergens. Coming in motion there is Juergens. There's a snap. Takes a handoff there, but Ruiz is going to be thrown down. Wow.
That poor jersey will never be the same.
Wow.
Grabbing Ruiz by the jersey up around the shoulder pads that time was Rod Rivera. Now, he wasn't going to let loose.
Wasn't going to let you loose. No gain on the play there. Second down and 10 for Freeman at their own 19. We got receive two receiver split right, one left. Juergens in the backfield. In motion comes Juergens. In the shotgun is Ruiz. There's a snap. Takes the ball himself right up the middle there on a run. It's good yardage there. Going to pick up he might just be shy of the first down. Gets about 9 yards on that.
Both quarterbacks have been able to take advantage of that middle tonight, running the football against the opposing defense. They have to give a little ground to get out of the way, and then there's just nobody left to stop them for a while.
Third down and short here for Freeman. 1 yard or less. Looking over to the sideline with coaches Ruiz, seeing what the play is there. He's up under center. We've got eye formation there. There's a pitch play back to Juergens. Makes a nice move around the right side, avoids the tackle, and it has enough for a first down.
Stopping that play, Rob Morbeau. Previous play, it was a stop made by Holhuis, and he looks like he got dinged up a little bit on that play, Tom.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he's kind of holding, looks like his lower left arm, maybe for the elbow down.
Wow. First down and goal here for Freeman at the JCC 6-yard line. 7:06 and counting here in the third quarter. Freeman breaks the huddle. Juergens alone back in the backfield. Ruiz in the shotgun there. Looking over the defense there. Calling signals. Still looking over there. And there's the snap. Takes the ball, handoff, and goes right up the middle himself. Cuts around the left side, and he is going to get in for a score there. Ruiz with a 6-yard score for Freeman there. Gonna increase the score here to 44-24.
Well, they got a little piece of him in the backfield. We just couldn't hang on to him that time. As he crossed the goal, and he said, look, there's somebody I can go hit as I score this touchdown.
Wow.
Ruiz is not bashful about contact, certainly.
No. No, going to go for 2 points here again. Juergens alone back, Ruiz in the shotgun again. Looking over the defense there. Looking over at the coach, it calls a snap. There it is, throws the ball up, and it's caught in the end zone for a 2-point. Well, let's see, did he catch it? No, he didn't. He got knocked out of his arms there.
He caught him. Hit him there, and the ball popped loose when he hit Carter Niles. It's a 20-point lead for the Freeman Falcons. We're back after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Sunny 101.3.
We're back. John Nixon, Tom Bartek here from Tecumseh. Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake Tosher of Weston in Falls City. 4 plays, 18 yards for Freeman on that drive. Ruse takes the ball in from 6 yards out for the score. 6:41 left here in the third quarter. 2-point conversion, no good, and Freeman takes a 44-24 lead. Good ball was kicked off, and it looks like Logan Carnegie had the ball.
Bouncing to him, and he came across all the way over here, Tom, and run down there again. Jared Schroeder put a hurt on him.
And start at their own 7-yard line. Tough field position here for JCC here to start their second possession of the half, or the second half. They need a score here, John, stay in this game, because Freeman has been tough to stop on offense.
They have.
Coming up to the line here, Wilhus under in the shotgun there. There's a snap, takes the ball himself, running right up the middle there. Has a little bit of room there, but closed quickly there by Freeman. Going to pick up about 4 yards here on first down.
Well, they get him stopped after game. Among the tacklers, again, for the Falcons there that time was going to be Eisenbarth. But a gain of 4 right up the gut.
Old Hoos been doing a lot here on offense and defense. He does look like he's maybe getting up a little slower or so than what he is. I hope he's not injured out there too much. Old Hoos under center. Full backfield there. Hands the ball off to Logan Barris, and he goes around the left tackle there for a short gain. Picks up a couple. Going to bring up 3rd down and 4 for JCC at their own 13-yard line.
Trevor Pardee gets stopped.
5:40 and counting here in the third quarter. Big 3rd down here for JCC. 44-24 our score. Freeman in the lead. Hold who's under center here, 3rd down and 4. Logan Barris in the backfield, takes a handoff, rolls right. Got a few receivers, but keeps the ball himself there and is going to get enough for a 1st down on that right sideline there. Oh, they're going to mark him. Looks like right at the down marker.
Eisenbarth would chase him and push him.
Yep, going to call it a 1st down here. He's right at the marker here, going to be 1st down. They're marking it at the 17-yard line there of JCC. 1st down. Splitting out to the left here is Logan Barris Carnegie there. Under center there, Holdings takes a snap, fades back, looking for receivers, runs the ball up the middle there, going to get a nice gain again here on 1st down, thrown down at the 25-yard line.
Coming up from deep in the backfield to make the stop, Brandon Juergens that time for Freeman.
8-yard pickup there for JCC, and being 2nd down and 2 yards to go. Old who's coming from the sideline with the play there. They break the huddle. Old who's going to be under center there with Schuster and then Logan Barris Carnegie behind there in the I formation. Calls the signal. There's the snap. Hands the ball off to Schuster. Run the right side of him, and he gets a good gain on 1st down there. Takes the ball out to the 35, 36-yard line of JCC. Going to bring up another 1st down.
Again, they're having to come up from the defensive backfield spots to get the stops made here. Again, coming up there, Brandon Juergens, the defensive back.
1st down, JCC, their own 36, down 44-24. 4 minutes and 10 seconds and counting there. JCC breaks the huddle. We've got Holthus in the shotgun here. Schuster to the right of him. There's a snap. Takes the ball, rolls right, throws the ball, and it is caught by Logan Bears Carnegie. It looked like that pass was going to be picked off, and it just went right through their arms, right into his. And nice play there.
44-yard touchdown hookup from Holhus to Bears Carnegie. And once he catches it, you don't catch it.
He is quick. Going to go for two here again. JTC is. Holt, who's coming from the sideline there with the play. In the huddle. Call on the play. Every point's important here in this game.
Yes, they are.
Holt, who's under center. Logan Bears Carnegie alone back in the backfield. Calls the count there. There's a pitch. No, fake pitch. He's looking to throw, and he's going to be able to get around the left end for a score there. Holtz takes it in himself there. Going to cut the score to 44-32, Freeman. You're listening to high school football here on Sunny 101.3, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Sat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sat Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sat Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We're back. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha at Weston and Falls City. Well, JCC gets on the board here with 3:48 left here in the third quarter. Six-play, 73-yard drive. Logan Bears Carnegie with a 44-yard pass completion from Holthus for the score. 2-point conversion was good. Holthus runs that in, and we cut the score to 44-32. Freeman lined up for the kickoff here. I'm thinking I'm running out of pen with my ink here.
I get plenty of pens.
Holthus to kick off. There's the kick. He tried an onside kick there, but they had a jump on that. Freeman is. Was not fooled by that. Who got that, John?
A good job. I think he set it on the Freeman cover. That's going to be Preston Holes, senior. Good job.
Freeman's going to start off with a good field position at their own 39-yard line after that onside kick by JCC. 3:48 left here in the third quarter, 44-32 Freeman.
Shaking heart up at halftime over Dillon. Dillon now 67-14.
That's getting a little out of hand, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Rooted in the backfield there. Lone at the quarterback in the shotgun. Throws the ball out here. It's complete. Number 53 for Freeman. Makes the catch. That is Jared Schroeder. Looks like we've got about a 4-yard gain on that, John.
Bears Carnegie in there defensively. And again, Rob Borboa, he's a big lineman, defensive end, really getting out making tackles on the perimeter for JCC.
Second down and a long 5 here, we'll say, for Freeman. Back in the shotgun again is Ruse. We've got 2 receivers split left, 1 right. There's the snap. Rolls right there. Keeps the ball, and he's going to get tossed for a loss.
Again, nice pepper right up the middle defensively there. Coming up there for JCC is Trey Holthus.
Quarterback, tackling quarterback there. Going to be a loss of 2. Going to bring up 3rd and 7 here now for your Freeman. Much-needed stop here is for JCC. 3rd down, 7. We've got Ruse back in the shotgun. Drops back, throws the ball out here to Schuster on the left side there. Makes one person miss. Got it. I see a late flag come in. I think they're going to mark him just short of the first down. We'll see what the flag is here.
Holt, who's got out there on the stop, along with Rob Bourbeau, as they are able again to bring down Noah Juergens.
Yeah, the hold on Freeman, that's going to negate that game there. We'll see where they end up putting that ball down here. Going to bring up a long third down play now. Going to bring it clear back to 34-yard line and going to bring up third down and 15 yards now for Freeman. Clock winds, 2:22 left here in the third. Got three receivers split out right. No one in the backfield but Ruse here in the shotgun. Calls the snap. There it is. Back. He rolls right. He's looking deep. There's only one guy and gets hit. Oh, my. It's taken down there.
Saw the guy in front of him, but he did not see the man behind him. Nolan Wellensick, the 205-pound freshman, blindsiding the quarterback from the back.
Going to bring up a long fourth down now here in about 21 yards here for Freeman. Well, we're going to see our first punt of the game, John?
I've not been on anything. Loss of six there, though.
Reeves back there. Looked like in punting formation there.
21 yards ago. You'd think they might punt here.
I got to think. There's a snap. Good snap. There's a punt. On the ground, a good bounce there. Right up the hole, Moose grabs out there and makes a few people miss, and he's got a nice game. Back to his own 37-yard line there, where JCC will take over first down and 10.
Yeah, highlighter, I got to mark this punt. First one of the night.
That was the first one. Wow.
Freeman. So JCC first and 10 at their own 37-yard line with a minute 15 to go here in quarter number three.
Holds who's coming from the sideline with the play. In the huddle. 12-point lead here for Freeman. Winding down in this third quarter. Talking to a center, getting on the same page.
That's not generally a good sign.
Holt, who's under center. Full backfield. They hand the ball off to Logan Burris Carnegie. Finds some room on the left there. Skirts around one guy. Gets by another. And is going to be brought down after about an 8-yard gain.
You can't tackle him at an angle. You can't do it.
He is quick, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, they had him dead to rights. I was going to come out there at an angle. I said, he's not going to get him. Gabe Ghost got the stop. And man, that's just something to watch.
Second down and two for JC. Down at the Freeman 35-yard line. 40 seconds left here in the third quarter. Holt, who's called the snap. We got an I formation behind him. Fakes the ball, rolls right himself. Cuts back in the middle there. Avoids a couple tacklers there. We got a late flag come out there, and he's tackled after a 5-yard gain. We'll see what the flag is.
Missed tag. We got a hold on JCC, and we've got a limping offensive lineman right now for JCC in the person of Rob Bourbeau. Don't want to see that.
No, going to bring up second down. We'll see where they end up with this as the penalty. Going to bring it clear back to the 36-yard line there of JCC. Going to bring up second down, and we're going to say 12 on the play now. Clock winds, 25 seconds left here in the third quarter. JCC, second and 12. Old who's coming under center. We've got just Logan Barris Carnegie there in the backfield. We've got a wing on the right. Calls the snap count. There's the snap. Fakes the handoff. Looking for a receiver there. Still looking for a receiver. Got some time. Throws the ball. And he's picked off by number 13. Goes for Freeman. Wow. And he's still going. He runs out of two tackles, and you know what? He's going to go all the way for the score.
Oh, that's a...
Wow.
They were in full scramble mode there, and it looked like they were going to be all right as they broke a man free from home, but Goose able to jump up there on that coming from the backside. He caught that about the 30. That's about a 50-yard
turn on that. Wow, we... Going to move the score to 50-32 for Freeman here as time is out in the third quarter. We'll go ahead and get this 2-point conversion.
That was
a big play. 50 yards on that. Wow. time ran out with that play there, but we're going to line up for the two-point conversion here for Freeman there. And here comes Ruse under center. Juergens in the backfield there. Looks over the defense, gets under center, calls a snap count, rolls left. There's the pitch to Juergens, and he is going to be stopped short there. Not going to get in for the two-point conversion. So with timeout here in the game here at the end of the third quarter, 50-32 Freeman. We will be back here in 1 minute.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake Tosh here at Weston in Falls City. Well, a pickoff of a pass by Holdhus by Goes from Freeman goes 50 yards for a score. Puts the score at 50-32. The two-point conversion was no good, and we're set for the kickoff here. There it is. Fielded by Logan Barris. Carnegie there at his own three. Runs around the right side there. Cuts up the middle and is rudely tackled there at his own 20-yard line, 19-yard line there, where they'll take over first down.
Colby Mailer gets down and makes a stop. Barris Carnegie was shaken up on that extra point play. Coaches went out and got him. He came back, going back in for the kickoff, and now he's coming off the sideline here to start this drive.
Mm. That'd be a big loss if he's not able to get back in there, John. Down 18 with 11:54 left here in the fourth quarter. JCC coming up to the line there. Got a full backfield there, eye formation with Holdhus under center. Calls a snap count. Now that's a new quarterback in there, number 12 there. Hands the ball off there, and he picks up maybe a yard. We've got
Brandon Speckman.
Brandon Speckman in the game there. Did you see?
He threw that first pass of the ball.
Oh, he did. Holdhus is he's still in the game there. So
they might have put him at running back with Barris Carnegie out of there for the moment.
Second down here. You see a long 8 yards there for JCC.
Holdhus in the eye now.
Okay. No, that's still Beckman underneath center.
No, I don't have the eye, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. There he gets the ball there. Going to go up the middle there for a short gain. Picks up about three. Going to bring up third down and 5 yards for JCC here.
They're looking for some play to score 18 points. Don't have any of those, unfortunately.
They've got to chip away here a little bit, JCC will. They can't have many wasted possessions anymore.
No.
Third down and five, 10:49 left here in the fourth quarter. Speckman under center, Holdhus there, Holdhus there in the eye back. There's a handoff to Holdhus, goes up the left tackle there, and he's going to get enough for a first down. There spins forward a few more yards, picks up about seven on that play, and it will be a first down for JCC. Going to bring the ball all the way out to the 33-yard line.
Now, Juergens is off the bottom of the pile defensively for the Freeman Falcons there with 10:31 to go.
First down, JCC's own 33-yard line. Breaking the huddle, coming up. A little different offense here with Speckman there. Put Holdhus here so we could do a little bit more running, it looks like, there.
There's a snap. There's the hand off the Wildoos, around right tackle there. You're going to get stopped after a short gain. You pick up about 2 yards there. Going to bring it down. Second down now in 8.
Bruce and Carter Krause team up to get the stop or bring up. Stomp said second down around 7 or 8 out of the 36-yard line.
36-yard line. I think Freeman will be quite content with these short gains there and have that half run.
You bet.
Speckman back under center, out of formation. There's a snap. Hands the ball up there to 24.
Schuster.
Schuster up the middle there. Going to be another short gain. Give him maybe 2 yards there. Going to bring up third down now and 5 yards.
Krause is 220 pounds on that defensive line. He's doing a good job of stopping up that middle for the most part when they're running that straight I set. JCC's over 200 yards rushing the ball game now.
Break battle here. 3rd down and 5. I think we're probably in 4 down territory almost.
Oh,
the rest
thank
of this
you.
Game. Beckman calls the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls left, still scrambling, throws the ball, and just throws it about 5 yards short there. Receiver, he's getting pressure there.
Krause again on the pressure that time. Did a good job of getting to the young quarterback.
4th down now and 5. Speckman over there getting the play from the coach. Back to the huddle. Big 4th down here for JCC. 8:53 left. Clock stopped after that incomplete pass. Speckman under center. We've got Schuster from the wing and Holdhus there as the eye back. There's a snap. It's pitch play. Leroy's going to throw the ball, and it's complete. Out here to Duncan, going to be down to the Freeman 30-yard line, pick up a first down.
You know, that play is pretty well covered, too. A good job there to get that completion to Duncan on the halfback pass.
First down, JCC, Freeman 30-yard line, 8:44 left in this game. JCC putting together a nice little drive here. Speckman under center again, Schuster in the wing, and we've got Holdhus there as the eye back. There's a snap. Hands off to Holdhus around the left end. Makes a couple people miss there, and then is kind of smothered for a 2-yard gain there. And might be a generous 2, but we're going to say 2 yards there for Holdhus on that first down carry.
Bruce again coming up to get the stop or lead the way for the Falcon defenders.
2nd down and 8 here for JCC. Clock continues to run. Going under 8 minutes now here left in the game. Good to see Logan Barris-Carnegie come back into the game there. They're going to move Holdhus back under center there. Schuster to the wing. Holdhus goes under center, calls a snap, drops back, looking for a screen pass there, but they had that well covered there on that right side, John.
You want to let that guy get in there in a hurry, but you don't want to let him in there that quick. And putting the pressure on at that time, Hayden Otto for the Falcons.
3rd down and 8 here for JCC. Logan Barris-Carnegie coming back off the field there. In the huddle. And we break the huddle. Holdhus is going to be in the shotgun formation. We got 2 receivers here to the right. There's a snap, quick snap. Runs around the right side there. Gets a little blocking there, and it's going to be thrown out of bounds. And they're going to mark him short. But 2 yards short of that first down, it looks like, going to bring up 4th down and 2 for JCC.
Bruce on the stop there, defenseman, all there again, out there, pushes his way out, Jared Schroeder.
4th and 2 yards for JCC. They put together a nice methodical drive here with a lot of running of the ball. But they need to get that ball in the end zone quick here. They're down 18 here with 7:34 left in the game. Holdhus under center, I formation, calls a snap. Did get Freeman to jump off sides on that. John going to give him a first down. Going to take the ball down to the Freeman 17-yard line, where it'll be first down for the Thunderbirds.
spot that ball for me. Feels very good. 17-yard line.
17-yard line.
7:34. This is taken 4 minutes and 20 seconds off the clock already. It's an excellent drive, but you're down now, 18 points. It's just a tough spot to be in.
Yeah, down three scores here. You've got to get something in here pretty quick. Hey, Rick, hold this under center. We've got full backfield with Schuster and Barris Carnegie. There's a snap. Hands the ball off to Barris Carnegie up the middle, and he's not going to get much, John.
No, defense really, really showed up here late in this game for Freeman. That time cleaning up the tackle was Gabe Ghost, started by Krause again.
We'll give him a 2-yard gain here. Second down and 8 for the Thunderbirds at the Freeman 16-yard line. 7:10 and counting. The clock is not the Thunderbirds' ally right now. Under center is Holdhuis. Full backfield. Drops back to throw. Looking. Throws the ball. You got wide open receiver there, and he is going to score. That is number 43, Keegan Jones, taking that ball in. 16-yard pass play there for JCC.
Nice, John. A good play set up. JCC with 370-some yards total offense this ball game. He got 38 points up on the board, but Freeman they weren't able to get him stopped until once there in that third quarter.
Line up for the two-point conversion here. Holdhuis under center. Logan Burris in the backfield. There's a snap. Pitches the ball, and Logan goes straight up the middle and is going to get thrown for no gain there. The two-point conversion fails. Going to bring the score to 50-38 with 6:53 left in the game. You're listening to high school football here on Sunny 101.3, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
This scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. Jake Ertosh in Auburn and Weston in Falls City. Well, JCC gets back on the board here in the fourth quarter. First score of the fourth quarter. 8:53 left in the game. I'm sorry. Yeah,
6:53.
I'm sorry, I read that clock wrong. That goalpost is blocking me.
Yeah, it's not a very good spot.
6:53 left. 12 plays. 61-yard drive put together by the Thunderbirds. Jones takes in a 16-yard pass play from Holdhuis, cuts the score to 50-38. Two-point conversion was no good. We're set for the kickoff here.
7 men up close for the onside.
There it is, and it is gathered up quickly by number 24 there for Freeman.
Eisenbarth
grabbed that out of the air and made a nice grab. So Freeman will have good field position, starting at their own 38-yard line. First down. Again, 6:52 left in the game. Freeman will take over. JCC needs to put together a stand here and not give up too much of a drive here if they want to stay in this game. Ruse back, calling out the signal, hands the ball off there up the middle, cuts around one defender there and picks up a nice gain there of 6 yards there on first down.
John Duncan hanging on, 175-pound senior, gets a stop after that 6-yard gain.
It is Juergens with the carry there. Can bring it up 2nd and 4 now for Freeman. They break the huddle. We've got Ruse under center, Schuster in backfield, and Schroeder over there on the wing. Letting the clock run a little bit. Not going to be in a big hurry. There's a snap. Rolls right himself. Takes the ball around the right end there. Going to be really close to a first down. That was Ruse running the ball. Let's see where they mark it.
Once again, John Duncan on the tackle for the T-Birds.
Going to be just short. They're going to bring up third down and less than a yard for Freeman, who I think will be quite content to just keep this ball on the ground there and say, stop me if you can, Thunderbirds. We'll see what happens. Coming in with the play from the sideline there is number 11, Brandon Jergens. They break the huddle. Ruse is going to be in the shotgun here on this. Two backs in the backfield there. Again, not in a big hurry to snap the ball. Ruse calls the signal. There's the snap. Takes the ball himself around the right side there. Going to have a nice pickup. Cuts back left. He's got open field, and he is going to get in for the score. Ruse with a 33-yard score for Freeman there, which might put this a little bit out of reach, John. 56-38 right now. Two-point conversion attempt coming up here. He went around the right end and then cut clear back across the field, took it up the west sideline then for a score.
Well, they're setting this two-point try at the final out of Diller tonight. 73-14, Sacred Heart gets the win, their seventh straight victory.
Wow. Playing good ball right now.
They are. Bruce is still there at quarterback.
Schuster behind him, it looks like. Calls the count. Cross back, a little flare pass to Schuster, and he's going to get... Oh, I think he just got into the end zone there for that two-point conversion.
Jergens on the catch and run there, Tom.
I'm sorry. Jergens, not Schuster. Score, 5:14 left, 58-38 Freeman. We're going to take a quick timeout. Be back in 30 seconds here. You're listening to high school football here on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Tecumseh. Score is now 58-38. The scoring drive is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. We have a three-play, 42-yard drive by Freeman. Ruse taking the ball in. Running play from 30 yards out. Jergens with the two-point conversion.
Wow.
58-38. Freeman.
Kickoff goes sailing out of the end zone. First down, 10 to the 15 for JCC.
Well, 5:14 left here in the game. JCC's got to put together a few quick drives here to try to get back in this. They're down 20. And, Haven't been able to kind of corral that Freeman offense much of the night. They've just been putting up a lot of points.
Now you see they're getting dinged up a little bit too. Holhuis has been dinged a little bit. Maris Carnegie, seen him dinged up a little bit too.
Hard hitting game. Holhuis back with the rolls right, looking for the receiver, throws the ball, going to be short of his receiver there, going to be incomplete. Going to stop the clock with 5:07 and bring up second down and 10 for JCC from their own 15-yard line.
That was a nice try headed down the field that time. It was Barris Carnegie, you saw his quarterback scramble, so he turned around, came back up the field to try to help him out, but just couldn't get enough oomph on that ball.
Second down and 10. Clock is stopped with 5:07. Holhuis bringing the play in from the sideline. In the huddle. Calling the play here to see what we can come up with here for JCC. They break the huddle. Holhuis back in a shotgun. Lone person in the backfield. Two split right, two split left. There's a snap. He's looking. He takes the ball, runs in, and tries to throw a quick pass out here in the flat. Incomplete, and it looks like he's down on the field, too.
No, Jergens breaks up the pass attempt that time, trying to grab it and go, and had he bailed hang on to it, he wouldn't have been nobody to stop it.
He's got a timeout for an injury on the field right now. Holdhoos getting up slow.
Holdhoos up. Walking off, a little help.
Yeah, looks like he's going to get off the field there. They're going to bring Speckman back in here, quarterback, it looks like.
It might have been the cramp that jumps in your calf right there.
He got hit pretty good after he threw that ball. Speckman going to be a quarterback. Let's hold Zeus on the sideline. Let's hope he's okay. He's played a whale of a game. Break the huddle. 58-38, 5:01 left in this game. Speckman under center. We've got that Lois, is that
Barris Carnegie
in backfield in motion there.
Schuster,
there's a snap. Hands the ball off to Logan Barris Carnegie. He cuts around left side there. Got some room. Getting by. He's running up the sideline there. In fact, he breaks free. Did he get there? He's going to, what are they going to call here, John?
I think they're going to
call it for sure. The one, it looks like. I couldn't tell if he got that ball over that goal line or not.
He barely grazed the pylon.
Wow.
Left side of Ben with the ball.
Great run by Logan Barris Carnegie. Wow.
4 yards on the run.
Wow. So we are first down and goal for JCC at the Freeman 1 yard line. 4:42 left in this game.
JCC is winning this game everywhere in numbers except the scoreboard.
Beckman under center, eye formation, calls a snap count, takes the ball himself right up the middle there, and he's going to score. So going to cut the score now to 58-44. 4:40 left in this game. We'll set up a two-point conversion. Beckman coming back over to get the play from the coach. Boy, that's what they needed to try to stay in this game was a quick score like that, John.
Heck of a job.
Wow. 1 yard run there from Speckman there for that score.
4-play, 65-yard drive, including a 64-yard run.
They break the huddle. Try for two-point conversion here. Speckman under center. In the backfield there is Schuster and Logan Barris and drops back, looking for a receiver, rolls right, avoids one defender, fumbles the ball and jumps on it. Two-point conversion is not going to be any good there. 4:40 left in this game, 58-44, Freeman. We'll be back in 30 seconds there. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Tecumseh. This scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha or Weston in Falls City. JCC gets back on the board here with 4:40 left here in the game. A 1 yard run by Speckman after a big run by Logan Barris. Carnegie down to the 1 yard line gives JCC the score. 4 plays, 65-yard drive. The 2-point conversion was no good. Thunderbirds cut the score to 58-44 with 4:40 left in the game.
Well, 7 men up close again.
That took a big bounce over the line in there. Oh, and it's still free, but jumped on there by Freeman there at their own 18-yard line. Who got on that, John?
On top of the football, the recovery is made by Colby Mailer, number 2 over there.
Freeman will get the ball. That's onside.
2-7 is hard to tell on their uniforms, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That took a big bounce over the first wave of people there for Freeman there. And they will get on the ball here. So Freeman will take over. First down. 4:40 left in this game at their own 18-yard line.
Reeves still back there at the quarterback position in the shotgun. He's going to take the ball around the right side there, and he's going to get thrown for a loss.
Holhuis, I know Holhuis was there, and I believe Rivera, again, for JCC. We've been calling a lot of the same numbers. Them kids have been playing lights-out defense.
Going to throw him for about a four-yard loss there on first down. Going to bring up second down and 15 for Freeman. Clock is running, 4:14 and counting here. Second down, 15. Ruse in the backfield there in the shotgun behind him.
I would wait to let that official start counting before I snap.
I agree. And run some clock. There's a pitch play to Juergens. Runs it around the right side there, and he went out of bounds there. Stop the clock. I don't think that's probably what their coach had intended there. Picks up maybe 2 yards. Going to bring up third and 13 here for Freeman. Stops the clock at 3:55. Going to mark the ball at the 20-yard line there, Freeman.
May not have drew it up that way. You're right.
I'm sure he didn't really want that to happen there. Third down and 13, Freeman breaks the huddle. Ruse back in the shotgun. Behind him is Brandon Juergens there. We got two receivers split left, one right. He's going to take the ball up the middle himself, Ruse is. He puts his head down there. Going to pick up a nice gain, but it's going to be short of the first down by about 2 yards.
Holhuis off the bottom of the pile once again for JCC, along with Rob Boa. Nice job again by those kids up front for JCC.
Fourth down and 2 yards to go, 3:30 and counting there. It looks like Freeman's going to line up and just go for it here on fourth down, John.
Well, you've got a two-score lead.
Ruse in the backfield by himself. We've got three receivers split out here to the left and one to the right. Ruse waiting for...
This time he's watching for the count.
He's going to let that clock run. The coach may have said, hey, let's let that run down a little bit. There we go. Now the rest starting to count the last 5 seconds.
They may take the whole delay and punt it now.
Yeah, it looks like that is what they're going to do. Call timeout here. And we'll be back here. You're listening to high school football here on Sunny 101.3. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Fall City and Stella.
Sunny 101.3.
We mentioned earlier in the ball game about the fans and their various attire for the weather. I don't see anybody in sleeveless shirts or T-shirts anymore. I see blankets, heavy coats.
Hoods are up and a number of people there, too. Well, interesting. Fourth down here now and 2 yards to go, and they are back in punt formation now. 2:55 left in this game. There's a snap. And they are going to punt the ball. And he gets off a good kick there. Looks like going to be fielded there at about the 20-yard line. Makes a few people miss there. And he gets the ball up to the 30-yard line there. Holhuis returns the ball. JCC are at first down and 10 at their own 30-yard line. 2:43 left in this game. Down 58-44 are the Thunderbirds.
Yeah, I think they get all their timeouts left, too.
Yeah. They pick up a quick one here. Could bring this, really make this really interesting.
A slip or a slide. Or
it's been a good game. Hard-hitting game.
Defense, yeah.
A lot of offense. Holhuis is back.
Points on the board.
Is that Holhuis back?
Yeah,
10 and 12. It's hard to tell the difference there. Takes a snap, rolls right, looking for a receiver, throws the ball up in the air. He's got a receiver down there open, and that is Duncan, who's going to be tackled clear down at the Freeman 11-yard line. Big play on first down.
Rear back and fire that football up, and Duncan is just he's been injured, but he's in and made a nice catch against a nice defensive cover. That play was pretty well covered. Gabe Gillis did a nice job there.
Yeah, Duncan, I'm getting up a little slow, but coming back to the huddle there. First down for JCC at the Freeman 11-yard line. Both teams kind of hanging there, breathing a little heavy there, I think. This has gone up and down the field.
39 more yards.
Holds, who's under center. Takes a snap, takes the pitch. And he's got a receiver there to the right side. That's number 24, Schuster, and he is going to get into the end zone. Wow.
You said a quick one. That's quick.
11-yard pass play there. Cuts the score now to 58-50, Freeman. Going to line up for a two-point conversion here, the Thunderbirds are. Wow.
It's a 34-second drive.
Wow.
Two plays covering 50 yards.
Wow. Paul Lewis in the backfield there in the shotgun. Two receivers out to the right. He takes the ball around the right side there, cuts it up, and he dives for the pylon, and he's going to get in for the two-point conversion there. So JCC cuts the score to 58-52, 2:09 left in this game, and we're going to take a quick 30-second break here and be back.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The scoring recap being brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. And JCC has put in another quick score to cut this thing to 58-52 with 2:09 left. Two plays, 50 yards. Schuster taking the ball in from 11 yards out, and Holthus with the two-point conversion, 58-52. There's the kickoff, and it's down there at the end. At the 10-yard line, he just kind of went down on his knee right there, didn't he?
But no, yeah, he caught it, just went to a knee, you're right.
So they're going to get the ball at the 10, and Freeman will take over here.
Freeman may regret just kind of taking their time and not necessarily being real aggressive on offense that last drive.
Wow. Yeah. 2:05 left in the game here. This game has gotten pretty interesting here now all of a sudden with two quick scores by JCC. Ruiz in the backfield there in the shotgun. Behind him is Juergens. There's the snap. Hands the ball off, coming around the left side. He's going to get thrown for a loss. That is number 11.
That's sure.
Brandon Juergens that came in motion there, handed the ball, and gets thrown for a 5-yard loss. And we have a quick timeout by JCC to stop the clock with 1:59 left. And we're going to take a quick 30-second break, and we'll be back.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Tom Nolan Wellensick made that last tackle. That freshman defensive end got in there and they spot him at the 5-yard line. He ended up on his back at the 3, but in forward progress stopped at the 5.
Wow, Freeman has a second down now and 15 to go here. 1:59 left in this game. Ruiz back in the shotgun. In motion comes Juergens. Hands the ball off, going around the right end to Juergens. There he's got some room, but it's stopped after about, we're going to give him 8 yards on that.
Who made that stop over there, John? Can you see the number?
Look it out to the 14. Yeah, looking at the same young man, John Duncan. What a big half. Another timeout taken by JCC with a minute 52 to go. Biggest play of the game coming up next after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, we're back here again. John said right before the break, maybe the biggest play of the game, and I think he's right. It's third down, and we're going to say 7 yards to go here for Freeman. 1:52 left in this game, holding on to a six-point lead as Freeman. Ruse calls the snap count. Takes the ball himself around the right side there, and he's going to be stopped.
Stopped him again. Nice play getting in there. Rob or Bola again.
Picks up maybe 3 yards there, and it's going to bring up fourth down and three for Freeman. They're going to, JCC's called another quick timeout, so we'll be back in 30 seconds here. You're listening to high school football here on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We're back here with the final part of this game. Exciting game. 1:48 left here. Freeman is in punt formation here. Fourth down and four. There's a snap, and it is going to get punted there. It's a nice, kind of a short punt there. Going to drop it midfield there and bounce, take a Freeman bounce down to the 36-yard line there of JCC. Well, they'll take over first and 10 at their own 36. 1:38 left in this game, 58-52 Freeman.
JCC should not have any timeouts left at their own 36-yard line.
Wow.
What was the margin here? Just it wasn't the 24 points just a few minutes ago?
It's 20, I think. I think it's 58-38, and they put up a couple scores here since. Holder's coming up under center. Full backfield there with Schuster, and we got a timeout here by Freeman here at the last minute, right?
I'm sure we've got everything in here. Let's talk about this a little bit. You look up that score, see what it was. We never thought we would see a punt in this game.
Yeah.
And now they have forced Freeman to punt three or four times here since late in the third quarter.
Yeah, I had a 20-point lead there. 58-38 there with 5:14 left in the fourth quarter.
So in the last 3.5 minutes, two more touchdowns, 2-point conversions, and an excellent defense now by JCC. Those guys across that front line, those defensive ends, that interior line, and the linebackers have just shut down Freeman here late in this ball game. It's been an impressive comeback and an impressive show. No matter what happens here, it's been impressive for JCC to get back in this thing.
JCC lining up here. We've got Logan Barris Carnegie slid way to the right there.
Well, I put one man on him.
Holder's in the center there, and Schuster in the backfield. He drops back to throw. He looks, getting pressure, gets the ball away there, and it's caught by number 43, Keegan Jones there. He makes a nice gain, about 13 yards on that play, down into Freeman territory at their own 30, at the Freeman 31-yard line. Slow to get up. To get it back to the huddle there, kind of drag him back, his own team does.
Well, they stop the clock to move the chains.
First down, JCC, Freeman 31-yard line.
120 and counting here.
Not rushed or hurried at all for GCC.
Hold who's under center there. Full backfield there. Takes the snap. Takes the handoff there to Logan Barrett Carnegie. Getting pressured. Throws the ball up. And it's going to go incomplete on the sideline there. He was pretty well covered there on the sideline with John Duncan. Going to bring up second down and 10 here for JCC.
I haven't seen a pass interference call in this ball game.
No.
That's a possibility. You get high school kids chasing receivers around. Anything is possible.
Wow. What an ending here.
The game started with a double reverse pass that went big. And that big pass on the first play of the game by Freeman that was a sure touchdown that was dropped.
Thunderbird is up to the line. Pulls loose under center. Logan Barris Carnegie, the lone back. In motion here is Schuster. There's a snap. Rolls right, looking to run there. Has some room. Gets up the right sideline there, and it's going to get dragged out of bounds. But, oh, that looks like a horse.
It is.
Collar tackle there. Going to add some more yardage to that. And not drop him there at the 19-yard line there, but I think they're going to add some penalty yards to this.
Went down that sideline. And Curtis Krause, he didn't do anything wrong. He tried to make a tackle, and he got his hand up, and it fell in the back of his shoulder pads. That's going to put the ball down around the 10.
Yeah, it'd be down around. It's going to be half the distance there. It looked well.
12-yard pickup.
Yep.
Wow.
Looks like they're debating where that's going to go. It looks like they're going to mark it there at about the 9-yard line there for JCC. It's going to be first and goal.
I hope we're at least able to entertain Randy Gatul on his way back home from Miller. My goodness.
First down, 57.4 seconds left here in the game. 58-52. Holding under center. Takes a handoff there, rolls right, looking to run. He's got some room, and they are going to mark him just short of the goal line there. Going to mark him at the 1-yard line there. Clock stops, 50 seconds left. Going to bring up second and goal here for the Thunderbirds at the 1-yard line.
That gives JCC 300 yards rushing on the night. Oh, we're facing here.
I tell you what, you almost don't want to leave much time on the clock.
No, certainly not.
Freeman, you want to run this thing down.
And again, JCC has no timeouts.
Went out of bounds, so the clock is stopped with 50.7 seconds left in the game.
They score a 2-point conversion. It's going to be awful big.
Sure is.
But we're going to be going overtime.
Full tooth under center. Full backfield. Calls the snap count there. It hands the ball off up the middle there to Logan Barris Carnegie, and they're gonna stop him short. Gets down to about the 1/2-yard line there. Gonna bring up third down now. Clock running, 37 seconds and counting.
You really need to score on this play.
Break the huddle here.
30 seconds.
Pull to center. We've got a full backfield again with Cam Schuster and Logan Barris Carnegie. He's thrown for a loss.
Oh, my gosh. He didn't make it.
Did not make it.
Loss of 1.5 yards.
Going to get back to the 2-yard line. They got no timeouts left. 12 seconds and counting. Under center is Holthus. Calls the snap count. Takes the handoff. Throws the ball. It's picked off by Freeman. And he's going to get tackled there. And that's going to end this game here. 24-yard line. Time runs out. Oh, 58-52 here. Freeman is going to get away with the win.
Carter Niles with the interception that saves the game.
Wow.
The Freeman Falcons and gives them their, I've lost track, I believe. Fourth win of the year.
Wow. Well, I want to take a quick break here, John, and come back to recap this here. We'll be back in 2 minutes here from Tecumseh. You're listening to high school football here on Sunny 101.3. Back in 2 minutes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
His post-game scoring stats, and we'll finalize this fourth quarter here for you, brought to you by Arm Booster Motor Company there, selling new and pre-owned vehicles with certified technicians and a full service body shop. Well, to start the fourth quarter, John, we had a score of 50-32 for Freeman. Then, JCC, with 6:53 left in the game, puts together a 12-play, 61-yard drive, and with 6:53 left in the game here, close the score to 50-38. Jones takes it in for a score, a 16-yard pass play there, 50-38. Freeman takes the ball right down the field there with 5:14 left in the fourth and scores after a 3-play, 42-yard drive. Ruse with a 33-yard run and Juergens with the 2-point conversion increased the lead to 58-38. So 20 points down, JCC was. JCC, what they needed, they got a quick score. 4 plays, 65 yards. Speckman takes the ball in from the 1-yard line after a big run by Logan Barris Carnegie there to get the ball down to the 1. And the 2-point conversion was no good. Closed the score to 58-44. JCC was able to get the ball back after a big defensive stand there. And again, scored quickly there. 2 plays, 50 yards, 2:09 mark in the fourth quarter. Go 11 yards. Schuster takes the ball 11 yards in. And Holthus with the 2-point conversion cuts the score to 58-52. JCC was able to make another stand, forcing a punt there. Took over the ball at their own 36-yard line there. Big pass play to get the ball down to the 1-yard line. Now, that was a big running play, I guess, by Logan Barris Carnegie there. Took the ball. Looked like maybe he got in, but was called out at the 1. JCC, with no timeouts left, is up at the goal line there, knocking on the goal line. And Freeman puts up a big defensive stand and picks off the pass as the time is running out in the game there, and hold on for a 58-52 win, John. My goodness, that was exciting at the end there.
I will never get these numbers all out.
Wow, lots of offense here tonight out of both teams. Both teams got, JCC has no reason to hang their heads the way they came back and battled in that fourth quarter to pull this game to within distance there for them. It didn't look like they had a chance there at 58-38. Freeman wasn't being stopped on offense, and And JCC's defense put up a couple of big stands there to force some punts and get the ball in quickly there for a couple quick scores. And what turned into a looked like going to be a runaway here for Freeman turned into a nail biter here at the end.
Well, I'm just adding something up real quick here, Tom. I'm on 39.
Some lot of offense there.
831 yards in offense is what I'm
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
And 518 of it to Johnson County Central.
Wow.
They really shut Freeman down pretty well late in this ball game. So,
yeah.
Congratulations. 110 points on the board, 831 yards in offense for both of the two teams combined. This just game of the year. Best, most exciting game we've seen this year. Trey Holthouse, 18 carries, 100 yards. Touchdown, 12 of 23 passing, 212 yards, three touchdowns. That interception on the last play of the game, you can't blame him for that. Cam Schuster, touchdown catch, 52 yards receiving. Logan Barris Carnegie, 14 carries, 145 yards, a catch for 44 yards and a touchdown in the ball game. Keegan Jones, John Duncan, they all had big nights, especially the second half with the football. And hats off also the effort by Carter Roos. I didn't get all the numbers out of that, but he had a whale of a game, the quarterback for Freeman. And all that offense comes down to a defensive save on interception. They only saw the second turnover of the ball game.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cleanly played game there, too.
Not a lot of penalties. It was just really an excellent high school football game, especially if you let him see the ball go across the goal line. Well, Tom, I think we've had enough. We're going to get home yet and see if we can go to sleep night after this. A terrific, terrific finish, terrific ball game, great comeback by Johns County Central. Hats off to all the kids that participated in this because it was a battle night here at Tecumseh. So, if you're done, I'm done. Thanks to Brian Hurd, our studio engineer tonight. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night on Sunny 101.3. I'll be over at Oregon, Missouri, where the South Pole Knights will be hosting the Rockport Blue Jays, two teams that are 5-2 on the air on KTNC tomorrow night. It will be the Fall City Tigers at home hosting the Nebraska City Pioneers. Both those games kick off at 7, and our pregame action will begin with the pregame show 6:30 tomorrow night. So, for Brian back in the studio, for Tom Bartek, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody, from Tecumseh.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm.